Blog Talk Radio.
Darrell, in my mind, when I touch the ball, I think I can score at any time, anywhere.
Night. A little different start to the show. Welcome to the Hard Rockin' Sports Show, live from high atop Hard Rockin' Sports Studios in beautiful scenic Monroe, New Jersey. We are your weekly three-hour get-together. We bring you all the news about the worlds of hard rock, heavy metal, of course, the wide world of sports. And tonight, folks, we are NFL Live. That's right. We will be doing our NFL draft show for the sixth straight year. Third, I think, on video. First on video. This is our first one, I think, on video. No, we did last year's on video, but our third, fourth time doing the draft show kind of a live telecast. I actually think I'm going to be able to stream it into the show. So once the draft gets kicked off, I'll put it up on the screen. I think we should be able to watch it. We'll bring in the sound when they make their picks. And in between Jeff and I and maybe some guests, Matt Salitri and Frank Jeffrey, our NFL experts, may pop in to join us. And Mike Passamonte from the Pass the Mic show might pop in and do a couple minutes with us as well. So we got a lot of people might be showing up. We're glad you guys have joined us, and we look forward to a great show. One of my favorite shows of the year, maybe my favorite show. This is fun. You know, more so than even the Super Bowl, the NFL draft is not just a one-day event. It's 3 days. This is, you know, three nights. Pageantry. I could do it out the red carpet. You know, Michael Irvin and Melissa Starks hanging on the red carpet. What are you wearing? Gives a shit. But listen, the NFL makes everything into a bit of a big production. And I have to tell you, I'm kind of glad. And I'll tell you why. Because last year we didn't have this. Last year we had Uncle Roger Goodell in the basement sitting in the comfy chair talking to us about the thing. Everything was virtual. We did it. We got through it. Jeff and I were on the air for it. But it's not the same as what we got tonight. And tonight, folks, there's some intrigue. There's some debate to be had. You know, will Trevor Lawrence be the next great elite quarterback in the league? You know, there are four of the quarterbacks, possibly all five, going in the top 10, breaking records. We could get more in the first round if a couple guys drop into the first round. You know, where will guys fall? Who trades out? You know, we got a couple teams, possibly the Falcons, possibly the Carolina Panthers, maybe the Lions trading out, trading down. Teams wanting to pop up. There are teams itching for a quarterback. You know, the Patriots, the Redskins, Washington football team, the Steelers. So many teams out there ready to pounce. We have so much to get to. We have 2.5, maybe 3 hours. I'm hoping we can keep Jeff awake enough to get to the Giants pick at number 11. I think the first few picks will go quick. But, guys, I'm excited to get back to some sort of normalcy and get to the NFL draft. To me, is the first big sign of normalcy. We have players, we have people in the stands, we have in the seats. We have players showing up. The NFL, Roger Goodell's been given permission to hug the players. It's not perfect, but it's back, and we're having some fun. We got a lot of draft rumors. Aaron Rodgers wants to go. Big news on draft night. Does he go tonight? Where does he go? We got a trade yesterday. Teddy Bridgewater goes to the Broncos. What does that mean for the Carolina Panthers and the Denver Broncos? There's a lot of stuff that's gone on. We're going to talk about the Jets, the Giants. Who will grab the quarterbacks in the top 10? Will they all go? Will a couple drop? So much intrigue. Lots of fun. We're going to kick it right off. Our NFL experts will be along with us. But right now we have our own expert, the Pharaoh, the Czar, the GOAT. I don't know which one he's going with each week, but I'm just glad that each week he's here with us. He's the backbone of the Hard Rockin' Sports Show, my dear friend, and the man who considers himself the greatest NFL analyst of all time, Mr. Jeff Tomlinski.
That is me.
Oh, great, Pharaoh. Thank you for joining us this week.
That's right, man. That's right.
Yes. You'll have to explain to us. Yes, guys.
A lot of things
Since
the offseason began.
Yes, okay. You have. Go ahead. Well, okay, so what would you like to... Go ahead.
Most of them I've been right.
Go ahead.
Okay. Now, here's another one that I'm going to tell you.
You got another one for us? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Sam Darnold's career is over.
I disagree wholeheartedly. I think if
that's... His career is over.
Why do you say that?
The Panthers are going to draft a quarterback. Sammy Boy is going to be regulated to clipboard duty because there ain't nobody that's going to learn shit behind him.
I disagree. I disagree with that.
You also said the Giants should re-sign Eli.
I did.
Jets should keep Donald.
I can make a case for the Jets keeping Donald. I can.
But it didn't happen.
You're absolutely right. And there's a lot of stuff that could change. I did agree with the Giants keeping Eli until they got the right guy, and they have that right guy now. And
I honestly do.
But Jeff, let's talk about the draft a little bit. Lots of stuff going on. I think the biggest piece of news and the thing that might affect this draft wholeheartedly is the fact that Aaron Rodgers has now said he no longer want to play for the Green Bay Packers. This comes out on, I'm sure it was done before, but it comes out on the draft night. And there was a report that the 49ers offered the number 3 pick in the draft for Aaron Rodgers. Tell me a little bit what you think about that.
I'm torn.
Why are you torn?
I'm torn because, first of all, you know that Aaron Rodgers is probably better than any quarterback coming out of college and probably one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL today. But he's 37 years old.
Yep.
So, I mean, unless you have a team that's built to win now, what is the point of going after Aaron Rodgers? Like, the 49ers, are they that much of a win-now team where you find yourself going after Aaron Rodgers and giving up the third pick in the draft?
Well, let me ask you this question before you go much further, though. While I don't disagree with you, I'll play the devil's advocate on this one. What if I said to you, you're going to take the third pick in this draft, the third quarterback, is no great shakes to be guaranteed 3 years will be a quarterback and have done anything. I would say, at the very least, you'd be more guaranteed if you took Aaron Rodgers that in the next 3 years, you will at the very least be a playoff team in San Francisco. No. I'm just saying, so I understand the theory. If I'm the Jaguars, I would have said no. If I was the Jets, I would probably say no. But if I'm Frisco and I have the choices of Mac Jones, Trey Lance, and Justin Fields, or take Aaron Rodgers, boy, I gotta really think hard about that. And they did. They made the offer. Now, Green Bay, here's the question. Why would Green Bay turn that deal down? If he don't want to play there and he can get the number 3 pick in the draft.
One, while I hear everything you're saying and I understand it, I just think that that's maybe San Francisco thinking that, you know, that, like I said, that they're in win-now mode and that they can.
Yeah, absolutely. They feel that they can win right now, sure.
So that's one thing. Second, if I'm Green Bay, I don't know. You got to think you have a 37-year-old quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's give him 2 solid years.
Okay.
Let's give him this year and next year solid years.
Yep.
Okay. But Drew Brees broke down. Ben Roethlisberger's breaking down. Philip Rivers broke down. All before the age of 40. I don't know. Brees was 40 or 41, right, when he retired.
41, I believe, yeah.
Brady is the only other one that's still going strong at this point in time, mind you. So what's to say that Aaron Rodgers is going to follow in those footsteps? There's no guarantee. Although I understand what you're saying, there's no guarantee that Aaron Rodgers is going to be the player that you hope him to be.
Correct. No, I agree. So I agree. I agree.
He may come onto your team and then find out that he's hitting the center in the back of the head with the Hail Mary because that's as far as he can throw the ball. You just don't know.
But if you're well, let's put it this way: if you're Green Bay, and I don't want to spend too much time early on this. I do want to spend a lot of time on it, but because I want to get to some other topics because we got about an hour before the first pick. I want to run through a bunch of things with you, but you know, Aaron Rodgers doesn't have a lot of leverage here. He's still got a lot of time on his contract. He has given basically three teams he'd go to, which didn't make any sense to me. San Francisco, Denver, and the Raiders were the three teams that he was most interested in going to.
And neither one of those three teams, other than maybe San Francisco, is in a good position right now.
He wants to be closer to the West Coast. His new girlfriend is an actress of some sort. She's out there, and he wants to have more television opportunities. So, you know, I get his point. His end of his career is coming. You know, but here's the point now. How does Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers come back from this? Let's say he doesn't get traded. How do they come back, and what is his – does he show up at camp? I mean, if you're Green Bay, are you taking the chance that he will hold out or walk away? That's
I don't know, Tom. I don't know. I mean, you know, the guy, if he's that much into his TV career, I guess he could just turn around and, you know, sign up for his TV career right now and start. If this all stems back to last year, there's a lot going on.
Absolutely. This all goes back to last
year. A long time ago.
Well, this goes back to the draft pick last year, which, again, I've said from the beginning, let's put it this way. If you're Green Bay and you love Jordan Love, the kid you took number one last year, and Aaron Rodgers says, I don't want to play here anymore, and you love this kid, he's the guy, he was the perfect pick. Why at that point you're the Packers? You should be saying, "Great, we trade you, we get a nice pick, a number three pick, we can get a great player, and we got our guy." And the fact that they won't trade him tells me a lot about maybe that pick hasn't panned out yet.
Well, I don't think it's going to pan out.
I agree
about it earlier today, and he was the third string quarterback.
This year,
so you know he didn't even make backup. So, I mean, third stringer. God only knows how many times he actually got dressed. For a game.
100% right.
In a press box someplace. Or who the fuck knows? There's a lot of questions about this whole thing. There really is.
Yeah.
And none of them are good for anybody involved.
No, and you know what, Jeff? Let's say Green Bay's the most that they could figure to get for him would be tonight, right? Right, because now give somebody the opportunity to get a high draft pick soon for him instead of waiting for down the road. Because if you wait till after the draft or another night, first round's gone. You know, teams aren't going to take a number one next year or the year after possibly for Aaron Rodgers where, you know, trading him tonight, you walk away with an extra first round pick tonight.
You really think you're going to get that much for Aaron Rodgers?
They were already offered the number three pick of the draft for Aaron Rodgers was already offered, according to sources, from the San Francisco 49ers. You're not telling me that maybe the Raiders might not give up their pick? Or
I saw number three and the quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I would imagine,
Not a number one next year.
No.
I didn't see that.
Absolutely not. I'm just saying this. Instead of getting a number one next year, you can if they make the trade tonight, you can help yourself this year. I'm sure
you could. But teams like that he mentioned, I can't see Denver making the leap.
Well, I can see Denver doing it at this point. Of course, I mean they just traded for Bridgewater, so I think it'd be a little bit of a stretch to make a trade now for Rodgers. But honestly, can he get traded? Yes, if you narrow it down to those three teams, you know, but. To me, if Green Bay turned down the number three pick and Jimmy Garoppolo in this year's draft, they're not making this trade.
I agree with you. I think the most feasible trade might be with the Raiders. Maybe they're looking for multiple picks.
Then
maybe,
be,
Gruden, maybe Gruden does this just to you know, to, boost himself up.
Sure, of course. No, because listen, Derek Carr and their number one for Rodgers, they're already a better team next year. They're already a better team. So, listen, this trade's going to have there's a lot of trades that have been talked about. You still have the Deshaun Watson hanging out there, which I can't see anybody making that trade. But
nobody's trading.
Julio Jones supposedly is on the block, which I think is interesting. We're going to run through some of the teams early. I want to get your take on some of these early some of the teams and you know what they could be looking for and what they're going to be up to. So lots to do tonight, guys. We got Jeff. We got me. We have some people might pop in, pop out during the night. We want your thoughts. Give me your thoughts on who you want the Jets. We know the Jets are taking Zach Wilson. Is he going to be the future? Is he going to be the guy who finally gives the Jets their franchise quarterback? You know, it's been and there's a lot of teams. A lot of teams can put that down their mantle and say we haven't had the guy yet, and the Jets are one of them. I mean, and Jeff, you know, I was talking to somebody about today. You know, when people say the Jets haven't had a quarterback since Joe Namath, I disagree with it. Because I really do believe that Ken O'Brien was a good quarterback. He might not have been a Super Bowl winner, but Ken O'Brien was a good pick and had a good career for the Jets. And Chad Pennington was a good pick. Had he not gotten hurt, I think Chad Pennington would have been a better, much better player. I don't know. Again, I'll never give guys Super Bowl credit, but I think the Jets have done okay over the course of their career with their quarterback picks. It's just it hasn't gone to fruition. Even Sanchez wasn't a terrible pick. It wound up terrible. But it wasn't terrible. So, I mean, I give the Jets some credit. I just think that might be right now they have the chance to make make history. But I tell you what, it's going to be uphill battle for this round of quarterbacks.
First, it's one of two things that are going to happen.
Go ahead.
Tonight, okay? We're either going to continue the trend and wait till next year and try it again, or they're going to draft the greatest quarterback in New York history.
You don't think is it in between there somewhere? Okay.
No, there is no in-between. There is no in-between with this one. This is going to be one end of the spectrum to the other. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
There is no in-between, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because if there was an in-between,
yeah,
they would have hit it somewhere along the line. Okay?
Okay.
Chad Pennington
was the in-between.
I would give him more. Now, of course, he wasn't the greatest quarterback in New York history.
Right.
But I would say that he was closer to being one of the greatest quarterbacks in New York history as opposed to being a bust. That's one thing.
I would agree. Okay? I would agree.
All right. Ken O'Brien. Uh-huh. Ken O'Brien was on some bad teams. That's all there was to it. He wasn't on.
But he was on some good teams. Those 86, 87, 88 Jets weren't terrible. I mean, 86 Jets team, I think, just missed the playoffs. That was a pretty good team. They just ran it dead. Miami was a tough team in those divisions. And, you know. They just couldn't. They could never put anybody away. They could never get to that, you know.
And you know what that means?
What?
That means they're not a good team.
Again, I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm not disagreeing. I just don't think they were terrible. I think the Jets have no choice. And that's the bad part of this was they've left. They had no choice but to make this pick tonight. And it's not picked yet. And I don't think there's any indication that we've seen anywhere that they won't be picking Zach Wilson. But listen, we'll go through the quarterbacks in a minute. There's an issue with each one of these guys other than Trevor Lawrence. And listen, let me run it down for you guys. Let me just take a second.
Let me ask you something before you go off. If you were the New York Jets with four first-round picks in the next 2 years, do you at least call Jacksonville and offer all four picks plus Sam Darnold for their number one?
Because
if you think about it, you would have traded Jamal Adams, Sam Darnold, and two number one picks for the chance to get Trevor Lawrence. You don't at least make that phone call.
You know what? You definitely have the conversation. I mean, I'm sure. I would like to think that Joe Douglas called just about everybody to say, "Hey, anything you want to talk about?" At least had that conversation. So yeah, I would agree. I think everybody's owed it to call up, you know, Jacksonville and say, are you interested in it? Is there anything that can be talked about?
The Jets were the only one. I mean, Jacksonville has two picks this year. So not for nothing, you would only been enticing them with one extra pick. Maybe you'd have to throw in a second rounder somewhere. But I think you would have to at least try to make the call.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Guys, we have to hear with Tom and Jeff here on the NFL Draft Show. We do this every year. Second year on video. Looking forward to, hopefully at least make it to the New York Giants pick tonight. I don't know how long it'll take. They start at 8. The first two picks should go quick. I don't think you're going to see much time between those two. But we got a lot to get to. We'll talk about how COVID may have affected this year's draft. We're going to talk about, is Trevor Lawrence the next elite quarterback? We'll talk about some of the players who may drop and rise. How many teams will hit the – this is huge for teams. How you draft tonight will affect the next 2, 3, 4 years, especially if you're drafting a quarterback. You will affect your draft, so we'll talk about that. We will talk about who will be picked and where we think they will go, and we'll break down the quarterbacks and the receivers and a lot. We'll talk about the Jets and Giants, and, the Jets – the number one pick is set already, number two pick in the draft. What will they do at 23? I there's so many ways they could go. I think it's either running back or an offensive lineman. But the Giants are set up to take the best player available. So we'll see what will the Giants do. I think it's going to be a wide receiver. If you ask me, I could see them taking Slater, the offensive lineman. We could see them take a corner. I think it's a playmaking guy. But we'll see. It's so much to get to. Hard Rock and Sports, Jeff and Tom. We'll be back next week. We'll maybe break down the draft with our NFL experts. We'll talk about it with that. May 13th, what's his name? Ross the Boss returns to the Hard Rock and Sports Show. The Dictators have a new album out, and Ross will be coming back in and hanging with Jeff and I, talking about the new Dictators album. So looking forward to that. And the return of Granny Four Barrel is in the works. That's right. Granny Four Barrel will be making a video appearance on the Hard Rock and Sports Show in the near future. They reached out to get in touch with us, but tonight is all about the NFL, Jeff. And let's start with the teams at the top. That's what I want to talk about with you, Jeff. Let's run through the first 10, 11 picks and just get an idea what teams need and what teams might do. How's that?
All righty.
So I think it's foregone at the top. I don't think there's anybody has any doubt what the Jaguars need. It doesn't matter if they need the offensive lineman. They're going to take Trevor Lawrence. And, Jeff, it's one of those picks where if 5 years from now we'll go back and say, hey, he's the next Ryan Leaf, none of us will be able to blame the Jacksonville Jaguars for a bad pick.
Well, no, of course not. I mean, it's the whole entire draft the last couple of years seems to be focused on one player. Okay?
Yeah,
and that's,
I agree.
Who is going number one and who they project to be number one.
Correct.
If that player fails, that's it. A couple of years ago, it was supposed to be Sandball.
Mm-hmm.
He slipped to number three or number two, whatever the Jets were picking, number three.
Yeah, number three. Yeah. Cause
he slipped to number three.
Yeah. Baker Mayfield and Saquon and him, yeah.
Yeah, Saquon, yes.
Future Hall of Famer, gotcha.
Oh, yeah, all right.
But you know what, Jeff? There are certain pick looks that the Jets traded up. Everybody loved the Jets being aggressive. They went and got Sam Darnold. I don't think there was a Jet fan in the world who was against the pick, and it failed. Do we blame the Jets for that? Because I think anybody in that situation was thrilled to get Sam Darnold at three. Most teams thought that he wouldn't even be there at three.
No, of course you can't blame the Jets. You can't blame them for that. But
listen, I can't.
The whole entire league was expecting him to go first.
Correct.
I remember sitting in your house that night.
Yep.
Expecting Baker Mayfield to be a New York Jet.
Correct. Everybody did.
Okay. And it didn't happen that way. And, nope. And the Browns threw a wrench in the works right off the bat.
Yep.
And everybody in New York breathed a sigh of relief because they were like, holy shit, now we got, Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
And this is excellent and everything else. But you don't know. I don't think that's going to be the case this year. And with this draft, I don't see that. Definitely don't see that.
But I think the point I think I'm making is there are certain picks. Now, listen, a few years ago, the Chicago Bears traded up one pick to go get Mitchell Trubisky. Everybody knocked it that night. And, of course, it turned out to fail. So, of course, you can knock a pick like that. But when a team takes Trevor Lawrence or takes Sam Darnold or takes Ryan Leaf, a guy that everybody, all the experts said was a can't-miss guy, and then it fails, it's hard to blame the team. Now, listen, it still hurts the team, but you can't kill the team for making it happen. I think that's my point in that.
You can't blame a team for anybody that's a loss. I mean, you know, you have 32 teams in the league. How many of them say, wow, I wish we were in a position to draft this guy. We wish that we could do this.
Yeah, sure.
That would be our guy. And then, you know, somebody else drafts him and it just doesn't work out. Maybe it's a bad system.
Yeah.
Maybe the guy was coached wrong. You know, there's a lot of different things. Most of the time, he just sucks.
My name is Daisy Robinson. As a scientist.
Right. Sorry.
And it happens. But in certain cases, the guy is just either A, really, really bad, or like in the Jets situation last year that just passed when you had Adam Gase as coach, you have a horrendous coach that just simply can't get the team going.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, because the player that you picked was the number one draft pick, everybody's going to be on him and placing blame on him because it's who the scapegoat is. This is the golden child.
No, yeah.
If he don't do what he's got to do, you know, somebody's got to take the blame.
Yeah, so listen, we the likelihood, and I think the definite is the first three picks in the draft will be quarterbacks. There is some thought process to some people have that the Atlanta Falcons could take a quarterback at number four. I don't see it. While I do believe that there is a thought process that it's time to make that move and bring in the next guy to bring the next guy who can replace Matt Ryan. I don't think this is the draft to make that leap. If I'm them, I still believe they'll take Pitts from Florida, the tight end. But you know, Jeff, can you see that happening anywhere in there for Atlanta taking a quarterback at this point in time?
You don't know because there's been a roulette of these guys. I mean, I heard of Mac Jones.
Yep.
I heard of Justin Fields. I heard of Trevor Lawrence, of course. Then all of a sudden, Zach Wilson came onto the scene. I really didn't hear much of him. Then you had Trey Lance. Trey Lance may be the most talked about quarterback right now at this point in time, even more so than Trevor Lawrence.
Most people think he will be the number three pick in the draft, that he's jumped ahead of Mac Jones. I don't see it. I'd be shocked. I'll be a little surprised.
I don't know where his standing is as far as where is he going to get picked. But I would say that, you know, I wouldn't shock me no matter what happens, no matter what. Unless they picked him number one, nothing else would shock me. It wouldn't shock me if the Jets took him. Wouldn't shock me if he falls down. I mean, they have him going as far down, not just him and Justin Fields and Mac Jones. They have one of them going as far down as New England.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe Denver, you don't know. It's so odd to see.
Yeah.
But they can't really, like, I know that drafting,
when
you're trying to guess who it is, it's not a science. Of
no,
course.
No science
but
at all.
It's just strange how they can't figure out even remotely where these guys are definitely going to go. Other than Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson. And to tell you the truth, are the Jets doing the ultimate smokescreen right now? Because
be
a lot of people are saying that Zach Wilson shouldn't be the number one or number two pick in the draft.
There's a lot of people who seem to think that Justin Fields is the better guy. Again, I think it's what you're looking for. You know, I watched, and I'm going to bring it up for you now. I got the highlights from Zach Wilson, and I think he's got he's a good player. He reminds me a lot of Chad Pennington. It's BYU. He did not have a great junior year 2 years ago. He had a good year this year. Competition's light. You know, you can run down these quarterbacks, Jeff, and I can tell you, okay, so Justin Fields, there's some questions about his work ethic. There's some questions about him playing with any sort of pressure in his face, how well he's played that way. Trey Lance hasn't played for a year, and when he played, he was in a small school. There's some questions about, is he NFL ready? How long will it take? Zach Wilson, again, same thing. Played at BYU. Didn't really have a lot of pressure on him this year. You know, how good can these guys be? I think from 2 to 5, there's a lot of question.
What questions is there? You got Trevor Lawrence, who's the number one pick.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Okay.
He won a championship or two with Clemson.
Won one.
Okay.
Yep.
You have Justin.
Yep, Justin Fields.
Justin Fields, who played against them a couple times and was in the championship game against Mac Jones.
Yep.
You know, so, I mean, these were the three top quarterbacks
mm-hmm.
coming, you know, ending the season, coming into the off season.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so to me, it's like Zach Wilson came out of nowhere and Trey Lance came out of nowhere.
Trey Lance did come out of nowhere. Say, yep.
I remember talking to Roger Staubach, okay? I remember texting you watching that championship game and telling you that here's the Jets quarterback, Justin Fields, getting ready to play that game. Mm. And then all of a sudden he's listed as maybe the fourth or fifth quarterback out of the top five.
Yeah, again, yeah. I will tell you that none of these guys, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, I watch college football every week. You watch a lot of it this year. These were guys that were very rarely talked about by anybody. And, you know, again, Trey Lance didn't even play this year. He opted, you know, there was no season for those guys until the spring, and he decided not to play, which I understand. So, you know, there was a lot of guys talked about in college football, and these guys weren't it. Now, I say, is this hype where, you know, we all know that people want to hear about the quarterbacks and then they want to hear about wide receivers, and going into a draft with one guy, you know, maybe isn't this sexy, Jeff? Could that be a hype policy by the NFL?
I don't know about that. What do they got to lose? They're going to make money no matter who wins, or no matter who gets drafted and what position. They don't care. They're just a money-making machine. I think they have a printing press down in their basement.
Yeah, I agree.
They continue to print whatever it is that they want. You know,
yeah.
That's the least.
No, I agree, but my point is, you know, most casual fans want to see who the quarterbacks are going to, where they're going to go. I mean, that's what everybody's talking about. You know, this draft has five guys. I've seen mock drafts where all five guys are gone in the top 10. You know, I've seen mock drafts where these guys last, like you said, down the road a little bit. So, you know, to me, is this the most talented football quarterback class I've ever seen? No, it's not nearly as good as some. Is it as good? Let me ask you this. Compare these guys to a couple years ago when you had, you know, five guys come out and Allen and Lamar Jackson, Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold, and Baker Mayfield. You know, that class is, you know, two out of five maybe at this point.
Well, listen, here's something to compare that class to this class.
Uh-huh.
Okay? They said that the kid from Buffalo, Josh Allen.
Yep.
You know, strong arm. He's going to need work. Sam Rosen. Rosal, right? Sam is...
Yeah,
Sam.
Josh Rosen.
What's that?
Josh Rosen.
No, not Josh Rosen.
It was Josh Rosen. Sam Rosen's the announcer for the Rangers.
Okay.
Josh Rosen. It was two Joshes.
Two Joshes. Okay.
Yep.
He's the most pro-ready out of all of them, most pro-ready. Okay, he was the first one out of the league. Lamar Jackson, drafted 32nd, was in the playoffs MVP. You know, Baker Mayfield, drafted first overall. He just signed his fifth year.
Uh-huh.
They just took his fifth year, you know. So it's like, you know, Sam Darnold, everybody wanted to suck for Sam. You know, and then he's... Well, I'm telling you, man, I think this is his last year in the NFL.
I disagree.
I see him as a starter next year.
Well, here's the thing. I'll say this, Jeff, and we're just – it's Jeff and Tom. We're running through the first round of the NFL draft. We're about 27 minutes before the first pick. I don't think it's – I think it's a no-brainer. I think the biggest question is how long will the Jaguars make us wait for the pick? Will they run the whole 15 minutes? Will they make this go quick? I think that's about the only – question we have there. The same thing for the Jets. Will the Jets go right away and do us all a favor? Could the Jets stay on the clock for 10 minutes and see if they get any better offers?
If they had another quarterback on the roster, I could see them maybe taking an offer, listening to an offer. But if you're Joe Douglas and you don't make this pick right now, I think you would have to – you better not be in New York State.
Yeah. I think because they traded Sam – you couldn't possibly trade down unless you knew you were coming back with a pro level quarterback. I don't think that'll happen. So I think unless there's a miracle in here, the Jets will take Zach Wilson. The intrigue starts at 3. That's where this draft starts. So we're glad you guys are sticking around with us. We've got lots of intrigue once we get past that. Cincinnati, can Cincinnati go receiver? I firmly believe Cincinnati will go receiver, although on my draft board, I have them taking Penei Sewell, who seems to drop a little bit here. So we'll see. The Dolphins, I think the Dolphins will go receiver first, and then they'll go with a defensive player. You know, Detroit, Jeff, is where it gets interesting. Does Detroit trade down? That's the first place I see a possibility for a trade down. Some people say quarterback. Some people are talking about, wide receiver. I think that's one of the first places the receivers can go. You know, the Detroit Lions are up in the air here for me. What's your thought process?
I see a couple different things for them. I've seen some people say they pick a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, between who's left. I've seen Trey Lance going there. I've seen Justin Fields going there. I don't think I've seen Mac Jones connected to them.
I have not seen Mac Jones connected to him either, yeah.
I just don't understand. They make the trade. They trade Matthew Stafford.
Yep.
And they get a quarterback that went to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
I would, you know what? I don't know if I would waste a pick.
I agree. I agree.
I want to see what he could do.
I agree.
Because let's face it, this team has been bad for so long. You have no, you ain't going to have anything to lose by seeing what he has.
No, I agree. And they have a lot of needs. Now, they have a big need on defense. So you can go defensive linemen in this draft are not great. I think you take them later on in the draft. But I think corners, there are two really good ones in J.C. Horn and Patrick Surtain. You can reach a little bit for Caleb Farley, who's got some back issues. You can absolutely go receiver at that point and give Gary Goff the best receiver in the draft probably at that point. I think Detroit could go also Micah Parsons and go linebacker. So Detroit's interesting. They could trade down if they got the right offer. I don't see it, but, that's a tough one. Now, Carolina and the Broncos, Jeff, are the interesting ones. Carolina just traded away Teddy Bridgewater. They have not picked up the fifth-year option on Sam Darnold, which is a little telling. But now, okay. I got you. Now, they need some help over there. Carolina could use a quarterback probably, a wide receiver, tight end, a tackle. They could use a guard center. So there's a lot of stuff they could do. This is a team that could trade down. I think if there's a spot to be traded up for, this is the one, and I would tell you to watch for two teams, the Redskins and the Patriots. I think the Patriots are dying to get Mac Jones or Justin Fields. I've heard them linked to Justin Fields, but I think it's Mac Jones, and I think if somebody's available at the eighth spot, I could see easily the Patriots jumping up to get that guy that they want because they need a quarterback.
I've seen all three of those guys.
Yeah.
Connected to the Patriots.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I think it's – I don't see Belichick going for Trey Lance because Trey Lance is years away, if at all. So I think he's going more to the sure guy. I think it's Mac Jones because I think Mac Jones is that pocket presence with a little bit of athleticism, enough to be better than Brady was as far as athleticism goes. So I think that's an interesting spot. Now, Denver, Jeff, makes the trade for Bridgewater. They already have Drew Lock, who started last year. And everybody would have thought they were the possibility for a quarterback. Do you think that they go quarterback there, one of the last quarterbacks on the board, and then let that guy sit behind Teddy for a year or two? Do they try to build around Teddy Bridgewater? I don't see that. Or is Teddy Bridgewater the backup to Drew Lock?
Man, I don't see Teddy Bridgewater being the backup for Drew Lock, but I also don't see Denver going after a quarterback in that situation.
Yeah.
The one thing I will tell you, I don't see it happening, but I really hope that the quarterbacks, at least the top five, are snatched up before New England and Bill Belichick even have a chance at doing anything.
Well, I think there's a chance one of them will still be there because once you get past the Broncos, Cowboys, Giants, Eagles, Chargers, and Vikings aren't taking quarterbacks.
Well, now, the Eagles might.
See, now, again, that's a great point because somebody – I've had a few people bring that up, and I've seen it a few places. But I don't think that they can really go quarterback after trading Wentz and putting all their eggs in the Jalen Hurts basket.
Well, who says they put all of their eggs in the Jalen Hurts basket?
Do you want to take Jalen a number Hurts. One this year?
Jalen Hurts just happens to be the quarterback on the team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, again, I get your point. I just think that – It would be a tough sell. Here's a team, Jeff, who's hurting. They're probably the worst team in the worst division, and you spend your first round pick on a quarterback that you to back up essentially the quarterback you got rid got used to replace the guy you drafted number one a couple. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, this would be – if they took a quarterback number one, I think it's the biggest good. They could draft the guy that works out, Jeff. I'm just saying, to me, it would cause a lot of ripples in Philadelphia.
I'm sure it would. But,
so
I mean, Jalen Hurts, I didn't hear a lot of good things about him. I heard his
– Oh, no, I agree.
Offseason hasn't been all that great.
Yeah.
And everything else. So, I mean, they don't have anything to lose. At this point, what do they have to lose?
No,
you're taking some a quarterback in this round. Isn't the coach
new coach
started this year?
New coach.
New coach.
Yes.
Connected to the quarterback.
Correct. This is his first year, and Peterson's a guy who basically did the whole Wentz Hurts thing. So yeah, he's gone, and so the new coach, his name has left me, but yeah, it's a tough one, Jeff. I don't disagree. It's not out of the realm of possibilities. But if you're them and the two guys on your board are as one guy maybe at that point, whether it's Fields or probably Trey Lance, you know, are you wasting the number 12 pick in the draft after you took the number two last year in the draft to draft a quarterback to replace the number one you took 3-4 years ago? It's a tough move.
Yeah, it is.
Tough move, guys. So Hard Rocket Sports, Jeff, Tom here till about 9:30, 10. We're going over the NFL draft. Lots of stories. There's still stuff hanging in sports. We'll get to that in a little bit. I guess my pops didn't check in tonight, so we're getting rid of the radio feed. We're on live on our Facebook page and the YouTube page. So thanks for checking in with us tonight. Hopefully you'll keep this on. You'll keep us on and get our perspective. We're hoping to have Frank Jeffrey, Matt Salitri, maybe Mike Passamonte all popping in at various times just to kind of give their perspective. It'd be nice to get a few people involved. Jeff, we're getting to the Cowboys and the Giants and the Eagles. As bad as the NFC East was, three teams in a row from their division. So it's interesting here. First up is the Cowboys. it's interesting in the fact that most people connected to the NFL say that Jerry Jones wants to get Pitts, the tight end from Florida, but he'd have to move all the way up to probably number four to get him. I don't see that happening, and he's not going to fall that far. So the Cowboys are probably going to – I see Cowboys going defense, bringing up my beloved Giants, who you have had mock drafts all week, and I've seen your picks. Do you want to officially – tell people who you think the Giants will be drafting in the first round this year, or are you going to hold that to yourself?
Giants are going to go with one of two positions. They're either going to go after left tackle. Go ahead, ask me why.
Why, Jeff?
Because the one that they picked out last year is a bust. Or they're going to go quarterback. Thank you. Or they're going to go quarterback. You can ask me why.
Why, Jeff?
Because Daniel Jones sucks. Wait a minute. And one other common denominator with those two players.
Go ahead, Jeff.
They were both selected by Mr. David Gettleman, one of the worst general managers in New York football history. And I see Matt, that's a very good point right there. Parsons, of course the Giants would take him. This guy's one step away from going to jail. I would love to see that pick. I really would. I would love to see that pick. Quiddy Pay, you know, he's got an inspirational story, this kid, Quiddy Pay. Did you know that?
Doesn't matter. Neither one of those two guys are going to be New York Giants this year.
Well, you don't know.
No, I know.
I know.
I know.
Quiddy Pay, though, than
Parsons. Hold on. I forgot one thing. Go ahead. Keep going.
I would rather see Pay get on there instead of Parsons. Parsons might not make it to the end of the season with the shit that he does. He's got very questionable attitude and everything else, and then there's a lot of teams. The fuck is that?
I have the Giant phone. I'm connected straight to my man Gettleman.
Hold on.
What's up, Dave? Yes, I know Jeff hates the Giants and he voted for de Blasio. Don't hold it against him. All right, Dave, get back to the draft board. Get me a receiver. All right, Dave, call back. Gettleman says he doesn't like you very much.
I don't give a fuck about him. Speaking of de Blasio, I'm telling you right now, okay, I will not have you rip on this man until after he signs the early retirement so that I can get the fuck out of here by my birthday.
Well, you're going to make me root against it because I hate that guy, but that's okay. I'm saying, here's the thing. The Giants are in a position. And first, let me say, Frank Catalano, I loved the trade for Bridgewater, and I still believe that the Broncos will draft a quarterback tonight. I firmly believe that they've set themselves up to get a quarterback in, let him sit behind Bridgewater for a year, or mentor this kid if they do go with him next year. It's a good trade for both teams and especially for the Broncos. Matt, I know you're wishing us to take Parsons or Quiddy Pay, but it won't happen. I firmly believe Gettleman will not take an edge rusher.
Didn't Quiddy Pay something happened?
I don't know. It's not, it's not in my notes. I can't tell you.
Didn't he come from Africa?
Yes. I did the cleanest player, maybe Rayshon Slater, and I would have no problem with the Giants taking Slater. At that point, if they go offensive lineman, one of those two guys, if they go receiver or corner, I'm really good with it. Anybody else would be a stretch for me at this point. So I'm not sure how I feel about it. So we'll see, you know, we'll see how he plays out. We're about 14 minutes from the draft. Hold on. I'm hoping for one of the three Bama Smith.
You know, before we go any further, I just wanted to real quick wish old producer there, Nick Marino.
Yes.
Did you hear from him
today? I did. Frank, I don't see any ring in the world. He wants to go there. But doesn't make any sense now. You got Bridgewater. You're going to bring in another quarterback. I'd be shocked if that went there. But you know, that would have been nice to have known that a couple of days ago. If you were the Broncos. Yes, I spoke to Nicky recently, and things are looking much better. His testing went really well. They think that within 3 to 5 years they can have this under control, and the outlook is really good. So for anybody who doesn't know, our former producer and our dear friend Nick Marino was diagnosed with formal leukemia, and we're glad to see that the outlook and the news is good. So I'm happy to say I said a few prayers for my friend, and glad to see that he's fighting, and there's a lot good chance he's going to be okay.
So another friend of the show, Luke.
Oh yes.
We had a heart attack yesterday, and Lou may be home tomorrow, by tomorrow.
Oh, that's great news. He had some stints put in and all that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, listen, Lou, if you're listening, you're probably not, but if you are, our best wishes to you and get well soon, sir. Get back to rocking and rooting for our Yankees and the Rangers and everything else. So that's a goodbye. Good job by you, Jeff. Bringing that up. That's a really good one.
I said just watching what Matt wrote. Unbelievable story with that kid.
Hey,
man, and what happened over there. Wow.
Yeah, listen. But, again, we're not drafting based on stories. You know, I
was watching some of the clips on him that the NFL channel had on him. Mm-hmm. And you know, they seem to be pretty high on him. Definitely a first-round pick. Just a matter of where he's going.
Yeah, I mean, listen, a lot of people have the Giants in the ballpark of taking him. I just would not. I think at number 11, it's a bit of a stretch, and, you know, there's a lot of issues there. I'm just trying to find my notes on Quiddy Pay because I did make some notes on him. Sewell, Quiddy Pay. Okay, let's see. Do I have him? Let's see. Where's my note? Okay, yeah. So – really quick, 6.71 on his drip, but played 4.3 and good closing speed and said, yeah, again, a good player. Let's see, Michigan, you know, again, it's, I don't believe that any of the edge rushers, any of the defensive linemen in this draft should be drafted any higher than probably 15. I don't think any of them are super ready to play pro football tomorrow. Which is a big point. You know, Jeff, while we're waiting for the draft to start in about 11 minutes, you know, I want to bring up COVID to you a little bit. I know we're both tied to COVID and all the bullshit that goes along with it. But, you know, a lot of players opted out, you know, this year. Some opted out because they had health issues. Some opted out because family had health issues. Some opted out because they just took advantage of the system and now will be out of football well over a year. Some guys, I think, I think Trey Lance will, by the time football starts, will have not played football in 20 months.
I know it's a little bit longer than just a season for him.
Yeah, so my thought process is, and we talked about it a little bit last week with Matt and Frank, you know, if you have two guys and they're relatively close on your board, does that affect him opting out and not playing during that and maybe not showing his love of the game? Would that affect your grade? You know, maybe give one guy just a little bit more of a grade because he played and the other guy didn't?
I don't know if it would affect how I think he feels about the game. You, I don't think you could fault anybody for, you know, worrying about their health and their family's health. But you would definitely have more to go on the other player because they actually played a season or part of a season or a full season. So I think that, yeah, it's going to impact the player that opted to sit out without a doubt.
Yeah.
I just think that that's just common sense. How could it not impact him? You know,
yeah, no. Again, I think if you're an NFL, if you're a guy and you look at Waddle and Smith, you know, and again, there's some stuff, same program. One guy's, people are scared, a little scared of Smith because of he's a little on the smaller side. I think the NFL is a different league now. I do believe that that smaller players can play in this league and be productive, as opposed to years ago where they were kind of like an anomaly. So to me, I'm not scared of Smith, but, you know, if I was picking between the two and thought they were equal, then I kind of got to go, hey, you know what? I'll take the guy who played last year. Yeah, and you're right, Mike. No medical. So this is a tough year a little bit, Jeff. You know, a lot of the bowl games, the All-Star Bowls were canceled. You know, wasn't a true measure of a season this year. It's a tougher year to evaluate players, especially ones that haven't played in, you know, there's guys who played in 18, didn't play in 19 or 20 that are in this draft.
Pretty sick, man.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see where it goes. I think, you know, if I'm the Giants, I don't want to trade down. I don't think that helps. And yes, man, I know that you can grab the second round pick or you get another pick out of this. But to me, I want an impact player, Jeff. I want a guy who's going to come in and make an immediate impact on my team.
Oh, for the Giants?
For the Giants.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping not.
Yeah.
I'm kind of hoping that they get a total bust. Maybe they go after, you know, somebody that, I don't know, like that Gettleman has an affinity for.
Dave, Jeff's talking shit about you again, Dave. Shit, you want to talk to him, Dave? He's too busy to talk to you.
Let me talk
he's
to
too
him.
Busy right now. What? He's going to call you. He's going to call you back. We got the phone. We're dialed into the...
I don't think that one. Let me see the cord that gets to plugged into the wall.
It's Wi-Fi. It's Bluetooth.
Yeah, okay.
It's Bluetooth. Jeff and Tom here. We're about 7 minutes from the start of the draft. We will be watching with fever. Jeff, first two picks are going to go quick or they're not going to go quick?
I think they'll go quick. I think they will.
And then
what I got to do is I got to get my stuff ready for my picks.
Good.
I got to get my iPad. I got to charge it. I got to get a beverage.
Good.
So watch what you got to do. I'll be right back while I get my stuff together.
Sure, good. I'm good. Hard Rocket Sports, Jeff and Tom here. We're going to be going through all the picks of the draft. So make sure you kind of stick with us a little bit. You know what? We're going to have some fun. We'll talk a little bit about everything here. Again, next week, guys, we'll come back. We'll kind of break down the draft and what goes on tonight and over the weekend. And then the 13th, we got Ross the Boss checking in with Jeff and myself. And down the road, Randy Fourbarrel and a lot of spots. Let me give you a minute on a little bit of basketball. The Knicks have been playing some good basketball. And what I love about this Knicks team, guys, is they play every night. Randall, Barrett, you know, Rose, these guys play every single night. They play defense. You know what? I don't care how far they go into the playoffs. I love the future of this team. It's so much fun to watch. Now, again, it's still too many threes. They toss the ball around a little bit, but they play defense and they play every night. We'll talk a little baseball real quick. Neither team can hit. Nobody hits with them. You put a runner on second base and neither one of these teams can hit the ball. It just doesn't happen. Neither team hit the ball with a runner on base. You know, the Mets, I think, are a little further ahead than the Yankees. They better pitching. DeGrom, phenomenal. Now, let's start with the comparisons to Sandy Koufax and Tom Seaver. It's 3 years. give me a couple more seasons like this. I'll have the conversation with you. Don't give me this 3 years in and 3 years of this quality pitching, and all of a sudden he's Sandy Koufax, okay, or Tom Seaver. It's not there yet. Again, do it a couple more years, we can have that conversation. Mets can't hit. Yankees can't hit. Yankees play terrible defense as well. I love the fact that Sanchez got his ass sat on the bench for a couple games, and I hope they give Kashioka much more playing time. But this Yankee team is going to have a tough year. The way it's going right now, you know, there's a possibility that this team does not make the playoffs and not more than a 500 team. So we'll see. It's going to be an interesting season. We're going to do a lot more baseball next week. There's a few things I want to get to tonight. Beside that, we have a lot of time to kill. We'll talk about the players, the trades, and everything goes along with it. So we'll see as it goes. Jeff's back on the mic. Jeff, I want to recommend a couple things to you before we get back to football. A&E every week, every Sunday night, has a different documentary. I've seen so far Stone Cold, Steve Austin was a really good one. This week was Roddy Piper. Coming up is the Macho Man this Sunday. And afterwards, they have this thing called the WWE, I think it's called Hidden Treasures. And what they do is the first one was Mick Foley, and they get him to come in, and the WWE has a warehouse of all the old memorabilia and all the different things that they use to do the matches, different outfits and coffins and whatever. But they're missing a lot of the stuff that they want to use. They say 95%, but I don't think it's quite that much. They are missing, and they send these guys out with this wannabe wrestler guy, and they go and they try to track down the items that are missing. Really cool show. I watched this week's episode was The Undertaker and King, which was another.
I saw a picture of that happening.
Yes, it was a lot of fun to watch. If you get a chance on Sunday nights, DVR it. It's on a little late. It comes on at 10 right after the documentaries. But if you're a wrestling fan out there, try to catch A&E Sunday nights at 10 at 8 for the documentaries and at 10 o'clock for the Hidden Treasures. I think it's so much fun and to watch, and I'll definitely be sending out a reminder to you and your wife so you can, at the very least, DVR it. You'll have a lot of fun. It's also on their app, on the in-demand. You can catch the shows afterwards. It's a really, really cool thing. So I'm just wanted to give you a heads up on that.
Cool.
But Jeff, we are 3 minutes from the draft. I'm waiting for my app to kick in over here so I can kind of share it in with us. It seems like it's real close. Let's see. I am just hitting the start button on it now. Let's see if we go live to the NFL draft. Let's see. Yes. Let's see. Are you hearing this at all? No, not yet, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you do. Let's see if I can share it. And there it is, Jeff. So we'll be able to kind of keep it on the screen and see what we see here. We'll have some fun and hopefully.
Now you got that on
ESPN, ESPN.com. I went to
ESPN.
And,
the watch.
The watch. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Oh, you got to be fucking kidding.
What? What's the matter?
No, my app says I got to update ESPN. Are you fucking kidding me right now?
So again, lots. Listen, Jeff, we got quarterbacks going early. We got receivers going early. We got possible trades happening. I think the one team, Jeff, number three pick will probably go down to the last second. I also think the number four pick might go down to the last second to see what trade offers are made out there. So it's going to be interesting. We got a little bit of a guest just popped up, Jeff. Let's get our good friend Frank Jeffrey on to see what his thoughts are before this all gets started. What's up, Frankie G?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Frank? What's going on,
What's
man?
What's up, Jeff? How's it going, bud?
Good.
So you ready for the draft?
Yeah. Listen, Frank, it's 3 minutes. You know, it's kind of the start of the NFL season again. You know, it's almost like the beginning of the year. We got fresh teams, fresh players. We got all sorts of intrigue here. You know,
everybody's undefeated.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, even the Jets. Scary.
Even the Jets.
So, but Frank, real quick, I mean, what's your thoughts on this Aaron Rodgers thing going around?
Yeah, I heard that. At first, I thought it was like a joke, and then I saw it on Twitter, and I was like, whoa. You know, I knew it was coming. I thought it was coming earlier than this, because, you know, even with the Jeopardy thing, and then there was a couple of times he goes on that guy's blog all the time.
Yeah.
And they asked him about his future and this, and he's like, the future ain't in my hands. He goes, you know, I'm just going to play. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
You know, he sounded like he was, like he had enough.
Well, it's interesting. I think, you know, but the question is, if they turn down the number three pick in the draft and Jimmy Garoppolo for him, you know, what could the team really offer that would make any sense?
I don't know, because, like you said, the number three and Jimmy Garoppolo, I mean, why wouldn't you take that?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, if you were going to trade him, to me, you know, what more could you get from you getting a, I don't want to say a proven, but you got a quarterback that's gone to the NFL, to the Super Bowl. You're getting the number three pick in the draft. I mean, what more could you possibly want?
You don't have to take the quarterback with the number three pick because you still got Love there.
Right. So, I mean, you know, there's a reason why they won't trade him, and that's because that Jordan Love's not the guy. Jordan Love is not the guy, and I said it last year when they drafted him. I'll say it again. So we'll see. We'll see how it plays.
100%.
Yeah. So I think Jeff and I are in lockstep on that one. I think the first comes down to, I think they're gonna keep the pick, the 49ers. The intrigue starts at 3, 4, and 5. What happens
Correct.
There? So
it definitely does.
Who? Yeah. And it's only a matter of who they're taking at 3, and then at 4, do the Falcons go quarterback? Do they go Pitts? Do they go offensive line? Do they trade down? There's the first team that could possibly trade down. So I think
that's where, to me, if they don't take a quarterback, it depends on who, and I said this when we talked the last time, it really depends on who San Francisco takes. Because I think there's people out there that really, they won't care about Mac Jones as much as they will Field. And I think there's teams that will go up to get him.
Jeff, do you agree with that? Do you think that this team's, depending on who the quarterback is, would jump all the way up?
Yeah, of course, man. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to be watching that, without a doubt. Pick number three is very important. You could see a whole different draft depending on who goes at 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there'll be like 2 or 3 teams that'll jump up if it's Mac Jones, and it'll be 2 or 3 different teams that'll jump up for Fields.
Exactly.
Yeah, listen, I it's going to be interesting. I think, you know, it gets a little interesting if that. I've heard – you know, Sewell's name, Penny Sewell, as early as number 5 with the Bengals, but I've seen a bunch of people thinking he could drop, and we might not see any offensive lineman in the first round of the draft, the first 10 picks of the draft, excuse me. Let me change that. So, I mean, I think there's a premium on the quarterbacks, a premium on the receivers, and defensive backs. And there's two offensive linemen I think can go early, which would be Slater and Sewell, and I've also seen both slide. So,
right.
I think
that me being a Dolphin fan, I want him to go to Cincinnati.
Sure.
Because even if Atlanta takes Pitts, that's the least case.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think at that point you have your choice of either 3. See, to me, I think there's very little difference between all those three guys. The only difference to me, I think that Devontae Smith, and I think Jeff likes Smith best, but I think Smith is a home run hitter. That's a guy who's just flat out fast, a little small, but flat out fast, and
worried about his size, man. He's way small, that kid.
But yeah, but Jeff, I think the NFL is a different. There's a different league now. You know, I think it's a
300-pound man falling on a 160-pound man is a 140-pound difference. It's a big difference.
No, I get you, but you got to catch him. Yeah, I think that's
it. True, you got to catch him. But if they do catch him,
yes, agreed. But Frank's right. You got to catch him. Listen, so Frank, you know, this is about to kick off in about 2 minutes, I think. Real quick, yeah. Frank, give me what's the top 10 picks? Give me your what's your biggest question in the top 10?
In the top 10, believe it or not, like I said, it's really that the biggest question I still have is that number 3, and if Atlanta decides to hold on to that 4 or trade out of that 4. I mean, that's everybody's question, you know. And then when you get to 5, like you said, are they going to really take a wide receiver when Burrow has no offensive line at all? That's the team I could see picking a lineman. Because they're going to get that kid killed if they don't get some kind of protection.
Well, again,
I mean, I know you can pick up more in a later round.
Well, that's my point. You, But think about it, Frank. You know that the NFL is littered with offensive linemen. You know, in the second, third, fifth round. I mean, the Giants' best offensive linemen. Some of those guys were fifth round picks. David Deal. You know, some of those guys are third round picks. I mean, so I get your point. I don't think that you can pass on a great player, but if you have if Sewell is not rated as high as the linemen as the receivers are in this draft for you. You can do that, and then listen, there's going to be some bloodbath after the draft. There's going to be guys out there who get let go, camp time. Right, so if you don't have Sewell rated as high as you do some of these other guys, if he's 5-6 players down, and then you take him just for need, right. You know, you could hurt yourself.
No, you're right. You will be able to fill. Offensive linemen are easier to fill in the later part of the draft.
Correct. Absolutely. Hey, Jeff, and you're picking 3, 4, and 5 in those early rounds. Are you locked into your biggest need, or are you locked into best player?
Dude, I think at that point in time, you got to see who's coming up and available to you at that point in time. If you know that you're going to fill a need, why are you going to go with best player available? If say best player available is a safety.
Mm-hmm.
But yet you need a linebacker, and the linebacker you want and you covered is there. So why are you going to take best player available when the need that you have is like, okay, this guy dropped, you know, 3 places further down than we thought. We got to take him. So I think it depends on the player and the situation and the team.
Yeah, I have this thought in my head that, you know, you can kind of do both sometimes, but I think when you get to when you're picking, especially early in the draft, you know, top 10, top 12, I think you have to kind of marry the two if possible. And if it's close enough that you can fill a need with a player that's within a pick or two of what's left on the board, I think you have to go to fill the need. You know,
because I think, like you said, I would go for need first, too.
Yeah.
But like you said, Tom, if there's a generational type player,
correct.
Like this, you know, okay, so does Atlanta really need another wide receiver with Ridley? Everybody always forgets about poor Gage.
Yeah.
But he's there, and he's good.
But you are hearing the rumors, Frank. The rumors are that they want to trade Julio Jones, which would lend me to believe that they want Pitts to become that type of player and feature him. So, you know, to me, you know, if they keep in Julio Jones, do they go a different direction? I still think Pitts winds up there. I don't see them making the quarterback move. I think Ryan's still got a few years left in him, and I think that's how they feel. They're going to make one more run at this with Ryan. So I would be shocked, Jeff, if they went quarterback instead of and tried to replace Matt Ryan in this draft.
I don't think they're going to go quarterback. Like you said, first of all, think about it this way. If you try to trade Matt Ryan, what are you going to get for him? Is it better to try to win with him or try to trade and get something else for him? He's a little bit older. I don't think that it's a good idea to try to trade him at this point in time. I would rather try to get a few pieces, because then you would still have pieces in place when you decide to move on from Matt Ryan, too.
Yeah.
The problem with that, Jeff, is with where Atlanta is right now, let's say you're gonna go with Matt Ryan for next year no matter what. You don't go quarterback, right? Now, Matt Ryan sits the bed. He's terrible next year. There's really no quarterback coming out of college next year that you could call a franchise-type quarterback to replace him. So now you might be 2-3 years before you get that replacement. What are you going to do then? You're going to be screwed.
Well,
you're going to abandon it now.
You're right. But last year at this time, nobody was saying anything about Zach Jones.
Yes.
And now everybody thinks
Zach
highly
Wilson.
Of Zach Jones.
Zach Wilson. Mac Jones, Zach Wilson. Yeah, I got you. Well, I agree. I think Jeff's right.
These guys do come up out of nowhere in a year. You don't know.
Yeah, Frankie, listen, you and I watch a lot of college football. You know, I don't remember Trey Lance being that big a story early in the year. Mac Jones was it kind of an afterthought. I don't remember anybody talking about Zach Wilson before this year started. So you never know who's going to pop up next year. And I got to be honest with you, if I'm rating this draft class now, I don't have it very high. I think there's a significant difference. So I think people are buying into the top 5 guys because the hype is so big and some of these teams need. Listen, I can see the Redskins, the Steelers, the Patriots. There's a host of teams that need quarterbacks. But is it worth moving up in this draft for the capital you got to give up to get one of these guys? I just don't see it.
yeah, you know, like you said, these guys are going to be really good. But I agree with you. It's hard to give up all that kind of cap. Like, look what San Francisco gave up.
Yeah.
To move up. It's hard to give up a lot of your future to move up to something like that. And like I said, I agree with you, Tom. There's a lot of positions, linebacker, edge rushers. They're okay, but they're just average players.
Yes.
I mean, wide receivers and corners,
yep.
Awesome.
Correct. Awesome. I agree with you. I think even running backs, if you can go five deep in running backs, I obviously Najee Harris and Travis Etienne, and then you've got the two kids from North Carolina, both those guys, Williams and Carter. And then you can even reach a little bit for Hubbard, who I don't really care for Trevor Hubbard because of the controversy he started this year. But you know, there's some depth there. I think offensive line, there's a lot of depth. You can go Sewell. You can go with Slater, Tucker. You know, you can go deep on some of those spots. But I think the defensive side, especially linebacker and defensive line, I think it's a stretch this year. Those guys.
Yeah.
Or a late first round guys, and they'll go earlier because you're just going to be players there. But those are late first round.
Like you said, you need to fill the need.
Correct. I think you're going to see. I don't think you're going to see a run on offensive linemen. I would be surprised. Offensive line. I would be surprised. Defensive line and linebackers, especially if there was a run early on any of those guys.
Right.
So we'll see. It's going to be fun. Frank, the Elway Manning thing. I don't think you need to recruit him. What's his name? Aaron Rodgers wants to play for the Broncos. He gave three teams. That was one of the three teams. It's a matter of the Green Bay wanting to trade him, and it doesn't look like they want to trade him at this point.
Yeah, that's the thing. I agree. The rumor has come out that he wants to go to the Broncos. He'll play with the Broncos.
Yeah.
He wants to go with a team that is a quarterback away from getting to the big game.
Yeah, but the Broncos aren't a quarterback away. He wants to go there because he wants to be closer to the West Coast for his girlfriend and his future. But you can't tell me that team's close, and the commissioner's coming up on stage, so we're gonna bring in when the commissioner's ready to go to the mic, we'll bring that up, and we'll listen to Roger Goodell open the draft from Cleveland this year right here at Hard Rocket Sports Show. Jeff Dunwinski, Tom Florio, and all of us hanging here talking. Yes, I am Jeff. Yes, let's bring up the commissioner of the NFL and hear what he's got to say. But he's not in his basement this year, so that's a good thing. So let's get a little volume on this somewhere. Where's my volume? I'm not seeing my volume. Oh, there it is.
Snacks, though. Appreciate it. By the way, great Jeopardy host. So if
let's get out. That's not the commissioner yet. We're waiting for the live feed to start.
Here I am thinking I could get the live thing. I can't.
Oh, you can't?
No, yeah, I got to put in my fucking or my information, which I don't know what the fuck I got.
Well, the commissioner's speaking on NFL Network, but on my app here at ESPN, he's not up yet. So we'll wait till that happens and see what happens. Let's see where it brings it, guys. So let's see where else we're going to go with this. Let's see what else I want to talk about. So, all right. So out of the receivers, Frankie, what's your thought process? Who's your? Give me your breakdown of the top three guys. Is it Smith, Waddle, Chase, Smith, Waddle?
Like it's very slight. I'll say very slight. It's Chase Smith Waddle, but I mean, it's really depending on what you need. If you need an X, you know what I mean, or you're gonna go for more of a flat, or you know, or a Z guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it changes from there. But those three guys, it doesn't matter. They're top guys, and then it drops from there.
Mm-hmm.
But the other guys aren't bad. I mean, you got Beckman. You know, you got a few other guys out there that can play, but those are the three guys, you know, you want.
Right. Well, we'll see. We're playing it by year again. Hard Rocket Sports. We're waiting for the first pick in the draft. I know the commissioner is speaking on TV. I got the draft up. The clock has not started on Jacksonville. I don't expect that to be much intrigue. What could they possibly be hanging on to? We'll see.
The first pick is made at like 8:30, isn't it?
No, 8 o'clock. First pick is supposed to be 8 o'clock. So it starts.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. After,
oh wow. Yeah, it is. I didn't realize it was that late already. Wow. Yeah, we commissioner speaking. Maybe it's 8:15. I saw it started at 8. They got 10 minutes per team. Again, like I said, I don't believe that every team will. They got somebody coming up on stage, I guess, to make the first pick. You know, listen. Don't give me drama. Give me picks. You know, I want to go back to the days where Pete Rozelle was sitting and smoking cigarettes in the Sheridan in Jersey making these, you know, making these calls. I, you know, this is, it's too much pageantry and stuff. It's just getting to be a little too much, guys. But
I agree with you. Let's get going to the pick.
But you know what, Jeff? It's still better than last year watching Goodell in his sweater, sitting in his basement with the fire going. You know, it's still,
behind him.
Yeah. With the fake, with
like Gettleman get lost or something, or he was sitting in his basement alone with a mask on or something stupid like that.
I don't remember that.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. So I guess they're bringing in. They have, I believe, a lot of first responders and nurses and emergency room people, doctors. Yeah. So I'm assuming she's in the chair for the pick, for the first pick of the draft. I'm not sure what's going on. I don't have that feed on right now. I have the ESPN feed. I don't know if ESPN will be showing it everything. I kind of assume they would. But at the very least, we'll have the picks as they come up, and we'll be able to see who gets drafted. But we're waiting for Trevor Lawrence. I don't think there's any real drama here. I mean, I think the first drama really comes up at 3. The Jets should go pretty quick, guys. Frank, you have a breakdown on Zach Wilson and the Jets? Do you know, what's your thought process on that first pick for the New York Jets?
I like Zach Wilson. He's strong. He can throw the ball well. He's got some movement. He's not, you know, fast, but he's not a stay-at-home guy either. You know,
yeah.
He can move around. I like that pick for them. What they did was, I hate to say this, Jeff, you got Sam Donald. He's a little bit better than Sam Donald, maybe. Restarted his clock where he's going to be on a rookie contract for the next 4 years.
No, I know. That seems to be a big thing as of late.
Yeah. And Jeff,
let me ask you something, Frank. In your opinion, it's pretty much a done deal, so everybody feels that Zach Wilson is going to get picked by the Jets. More importantly, who are they taking at number 23?
At number 23, if he's there, if I was the Jets and I was picking, I would pick Harris. I would get him a running back. Get him some weapons right away. They didn't get any weapons for Donald. As soon as you got your quarterback, now to prove that you were right to move Donald and get the new quarterback, you get him a weapon.
See, now I have Harris going to the Dolphins at that spot, but I changed my mind repeatedly because I think the Dolphins are going to have to take defense in one of these first two picks, and I don't see it being in the first one. So I think in that second pick, the Dolphins are taking the defensive player.
I think the Dolphins are going to take him at 18 too, but I think the Jets should pick a running back.
I agree with that.
Clock is moving, by the way.
Okay, so, yep, 8:53 on the clock for the Jacksonville Jaguars are now on the clock. We'll see where that pick goes. I don't think I am right now at 8:43 and counting. I don't, maybe my ESPN one is slow. I'm not sure. That's what's on.
The streamers are always a little bit behind.
Yeah, so we'll see where it plays out, but it's going to be interesting. Jeff, for you, as a Jet fan, obviously this is a big pick. You know, what this does is puts Douglas – Robert Saleh, the coach, and the quarterback all on the same clock. So right now, those three guys have 3 years to make this work.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
and that's why I think they're going to go weapon. That's why I think they're going to go weapon 23, because they want to prove that they got it right.
Jeff, do you agree? Do you think that now Douglas, Saleh, and the quarterback are on the clock together? And if this doesn't work 3 years from now, we could see a change then?
Without a doubt, dude. Without a doubt. I don't think that they're going to give anybody that much time. So if it doesn't happen quick, if this team doesn't improve next year at this time, if this team's not improving, I think that they'll be on the hot seat.
Yeah.
You know, they don't seem to have much in the way of confidence and giving these guys time. If it doesn't work right away, then, you know, that's it.
Yeah, no. No, I get it, and you don't get a lot of time to figure it out. So we'll see. It's they're on the clock right now, 6 minutes. I'm surprised it's taken this long. I don't. Maybe the NFL wants them to do it.
I think it's a courtesy to give them, you know.
Yeah, but you already got ten minutes. When the Jets go on the clock, they have 10 minutes. At this point, you've been talking for weeks, guys. How much more could you know? I mean, to me, this. You know, nobody's saying, let me see what happens with the Jaguars' first pick. I mean, you know, sometimes you want to say, okay, let me see what happens with the guy before you, and then I'll make a decision when I want to make a trade. Everybody knows where he's going with this. So I don't, you know, that's the part I just don't get on this one. So why we're waiting at 5 minutes, maybe you're right, Jeff, maybe Frank's right. Maybe the NFL and Goodell and them, have a kind of a rule. Don't pick it too quick.
Yeah. I mean,
so I don't remember
through the drama to go all the way down to the end. But like you said, I think they have, like they say, okay, at least wait 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes to put your pick in.
You
got to give ESPN and the NFL Network time to talk.
I guess.
What time does this end, the draft, tonight?
It goes until the last pick. So, I mean, if every team got 10 minutes.
It goes to the last pick. But, I mean, what is it, 11 o'clock?
I would say it's 11 o'clock. I mean, you're talking about 32 picks, 10 minutes each, 320.
Yeah, you got to keep the time.
320 minutes at a minimum, you know. I mean, unless teams call it, you know, get pick quicker. So I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure. Just like I said, I almost expected Goodell to come to the mic and say, okay, we're ready with the first pick in the draft. It's just.
Yeah. I was waiting to say Jaguars on the clock and the pick is in.
Yeah, so let me ask you first. I mean, with this pick, does this move Jacksonville up in their division immediately? You know, do you see him making Trevor Lawrence making a huge difference in year one with this team?
No, I don't see that. I think that team needs so many different pieces. He's only part of it. They're going to have to have a pretty successful draft for that team to move that far up. I mean, maybe they move up to third place instead of fourth place? Maybe.
Maybe. Frank,
I still think their division is too good for that.
Yeah, that they're in a strong division. They did get some help in free agency and stuff, but I agree with you, Jeff. They're in too strong of a division for them to make a big leap. I think they'll be competitive. I think they'll be better. But, yeah, they're not going to improve that much.
Yes, Tom Florio, Frank Jeff Tawinski, and Frank Jeffrey are so far hanging out watching the NFL draft. We're waiting 3 minutes and 40 seconds left on the clock and I'm surprised. I'm a little surprised here with that it's taking this long to get the pick made. I don't know. I'd love somebody to ask that question. I mean, you got to figure ESPN, the NFL Network, everybody's got this loaded up and ready to go. Everybody knows who's going to be the number one pick. I don't think there's any questions.
They haven't made the pick, and they're already showing highlights.
Yeah, I mean, so, Jeff, I mean, I know I'm making a big deal out of this, but just to me, it's kind of crazy that we're still waiting.
Yeah, like, you know, it has to have something to do with the TV and the length of the show. It has to.
Maybe.
What else could it possibly be?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I don't know.
Everybody knows what the pick is, so you might as well take all 10 minutes.
I guess that's the theory. I don't know, but, you know.
Maybe nobody brought a pen. They're all in there like, oh, what do you mean you don't have a fucking pen? Are you fucking kidding me? You know, it'd be great if they have to forfeit the pick because they don't have a pen or a marker. That'd be great.
Well, I mean, you know, we've seen it once. I think the Minnesota Vikings a bunch of years back didn't get the pick in time and they lost their pick.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's I've seen stupid or so, yeah.
Minnesota was
going to
pick.
Yeah.
It was a big to-do.
Yes.
You know, and if that happens,
yep.
The Jets would be nice enough to continue to pick Zach Wilson instead of going after Trevor Lawrence. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Because that's just the way the Jets are.
Oh, boy.
You're right. That's my guy. We're sticking with him.
Exactly. We can't take him. No. Fucking stupid bastards, man. Holy shit. Can you imagine that shit, man?
You know what, Jeff? You know what? It'd be crazy. That would be the craziest thing ever. The Jaguars missed the pick, and the Jets passed Zach Wilson because they're sold on him. Boy, that would be an ugly Friday morning in New York City sports radio.
Oh, God. You know what? Never mind Black Lives Matter. There'd be GLM would fucking come into existence almost immediately, burn down everything.
There's your boy Sanchez giving some thoughts on the draft as we wait for the pick here. The pick is officially in. Let's see if we get it live. I'm hoping that.
You mean it's officially in? They're still fucking going.
No, it says the pick is in. No, I got it up on TV. Yeah, the pick is in right now. Again, this ESPN feed that I got is a little delayed. It's about, I don't know now. It's definitely about 30 seconds behind at this point. So we'll see. But the pick is in. We're waiting on the commissioner of the NFL. The Jacksonville War Room is supporting. I don't know what the surprise is. They're playing like they just figured it out. I don't understand it, guys, but let's...
NFL Network's not showing Jacksonville's War Room.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just crazy. I don't know. We'll see what... I got ESPN up, and ESPN is not showing me what I want to see, but we'll see if we get the picks. But so we're getting in now. We get the Jets. The intrigue doesn't start till 3, guys, so... Let's hope the Jets pick a little quicker. I think, Frank, both you guys have watched a lot of Trevor Lawrence. Is he generational? Is this guy the next elite guy? Frank, is he elite?
I don't know. I don't know if I would call him elite just yet. He's got the potential to do it. He looks like he's got all the tools. Smart kid. He's got the size. I mean, on paper, yeah, he's got it to be. But you know, and I know the game is not played on paper.
Yeah, that's true.
It's got to translate to the field. So we'll see.
All right, commissioner's at the mic. Unfortunately, we're a little behind. I don't know if the ESPN feed is going to pick it up. All right, I don't know why we had to wait 8 minutes for that, but Trevor Lawrence is the number one pick in the NFL draft. He's home.
That's official.
And Trevor Lawrence is definitely Mr. Fudge Face. He's got a face that looks like it's been made out of Play-Doh, but he can play quarterback in the NFL. And let's get his highlight package up for everybody to see. So we'll see. So Jacksonville should have their quarterback for the next 10 years, you guys, we would think, right? I mean,
that would be the plan, I would guess.
So, Jeff, your beloved New York football Jets are on the clock. No surprises coming, we're assuming. As a Jet fan, are you excited for this pick? Well, what will be your reaction to hearing?
Listen, you pretty much know that that it's going to be Zach Wilson. You know, you just got to hope that the guy is good and that he's he works out for the team. I mean, if not, he falls to the side of the road like Sam Darnold and Geno Smith and Mark Sanchez and the rest of the funky bunch did over the course of the years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know why. Frank Catalano, thank you for that. Yeah, I don't know why they would use their all their time. It makes no sense. It's stupid. You know, now...
Frank, I would like to see them get a quarterback that works out for them, whoever that may be at this point in time, Frank, because too many times it just hasn't worked. So if Zach Wilson is the guy, the only thing that worries me about Zach Wilson is his build. I think he's a little small. I think he's going to get abused the first couple of years. I just hope that he's could withstand it.
Zach Wilson, 6'2", 214. Now, Trevor Lawrence is 6'6", 213. You know, all these guys are about 6'3". He is a little lighter than Mac Jones at 217. Justin Fields at 227. Trey Lance at 224. So Trevor Lawrence, 6'6", 213, is a little on the slight side, Jeff. I don't hear anybody talking about his build. So I got to be honest with you. I don't love the pick. I don't know. Here's the question I'll ask, guys. Is Zach Wilson really the best player, best of the last four quarterbacks?
You got to hope he is at this
point. I don't hope. But I'm saying is, on paper, what we've watched, I will tell you, I think Mac Jones is the best of the rest of the bunch, if you ask me.
Yeah, Mac Jones is probably – if you had to rate him out, Mac Jones would be my next pick. And then the problem with Fields is I think a lot of people are getting scared. Two things. One, he's got a little cock in his motion where he doesn't throw the ball smooth. That could be fixed. That could be coached. That's no big deal. The other thing is he has epilepsy, and a lot of teams are afraid of that.
Justin Fields has epilepsy?
Yes.
That's the first I heard of that.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I didn't know it either until about 3 days ago. I saw it up on a thing.
One good tackle, one good sack, and his head hits the fucking ground, and that's it.
He could
be convulsing all over the place.
Yep.
Oh, that's not
so good. So, I mean, the doctor has come out, and his father has come out and said, hey, most of his family, it's a family trait thing, and most of his family were, by the age of 23, 25, somewhere in there. Most of it's the males in his family. Never had an episode after that. But, again, he has.
Yeah, Zach Wilson, I'm going to get his highlights up on it because I think it's a foregone conclusion. He will be the Jets quarterback. The Jets have 4 minutes and 8 seconds left to get the pick on the board. So we'll get the pick into the commissioner. We'll do our best to bring the microphone up and let you hear it when it's done. But, you know, guys, you know, the Jets have had a little rough time. Sanchez, Donald, you can say this about any quarterback. You can say this about anybody picking in the top three or four. You really can't miss. But when you miss a quarterback, guys, you set yourself back years. You can miss at number two, number three with a running back. You know, listen, there's a chance the Giants missed with Saquon Barkley. I know Jeff wants to always say that, and I understand it. But, you know, they can recover quicker than if you miss on the quarterback.
Well, you know what, dude? Let me tell you. I still think with Sanchez,
yeah,
all right, that they put him on a leash and they didn't let the kid go. And it doesn't matter. You can call whoever you want. That phone ain't connected to anything other than dead air. But with Sanchez, they never gave him a chance. They were like, you're only going to throw the ball 17 times a game and that's it. Whatever happens after that happens. And they screwed him. They fucked him. I don't think they purposely fucked him, but they just fucked him by not letting him develop.
Mm.
And then Geno Smith, he was just a wrong pick. And Rex Ryan, you know, he's never worked in the NFL again after Buffalo. So what is that telling you about Rex Ryan? He couldn't develop a quarterback.
Well, listen.
Sam Darnold came in, but you give him a defensive coach, and then you give him Adam Gase, who looked like he was lit out of his skull.
I saw me once before. Rex Ryan is probably the best defensive coordinator in the NFL. Not a head coach. He's not a head coach. He can't handle the offensive side of the ball. Like
yeah.
You said,
he don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, he's not going to develop a quarterback. He's a defensive coordinator. Solid.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, listen. Oh, the Jets pick is in. I don't think there's any intrigue coming. We'll see when the commissioner walks to the podium to see what the Jets are thinking. But I can't imagine that it's anything but Zach Wilson at this point. If it's not, it's probably Fields. But I think at this point it's safe to say that there is a Jets jersey in the future of Zach Wilson. And, good luck to Zach Wilson and the Jets. I think this is a lot of fun for New York. We got a couple of young quarterbacks. We got relatively new coaches. And I think there's a good future in New York football.
Let's hope.
Yeah, we can only Jeff. You know what? Since we've been doing the show for 7 years, the Jets have not been a good team. The Giants have not really been a good team. One playoff year in the middle of all of that, but realistically, I think the Giants are a little further ahead, but I don't think the Jets are that far off to getting good. And we'll see. There's still a lot of intrigue coming up, guys. What will San Francisco do? How about the Falcons? Will they trade down? How about the Lions and the Panthers? What will they do? And number nine, will the Broncos take a quarterback? Lots of intrigue. Who's coming in? Who's going to drop down? Lots to talk about here on the Hard Rockin' Sports Show. As a Jet fan sitting in the chair, I don't know what this whole thing is about.
It's something to do with his basement.
I guess it's supposed to look like it was from last year in his basement, but the commissioner's coming to the podium. Let's bring up the mic and let's see if we can get this on for you guys.
With the second pick in the 2021 NFL draft, the New York Jets select Zach Wilson, quarterback, BYU.
Okay, Zach Wilson actually is in attendance. He's grabbing his hat to go on his well-mannered head, as they say. Yeah, Jeff, the guy's at least pretty, Jeff. He does look good.
Did anybody tell him his career is over yet?
Hey, Tommy, you know you're getting old when you look at this guy and you're like, wow, what, 12?
You know, we said that, what was it, about 2 years ago, Jeff, with Quinton Williams? Remember, we were watching the draft and we were like...
Williams looked like he had to go to fucking bed before the draft was over. Oh, my God.
But, Zach Wilson's pumped up. He's slapping fives with a bunch of Jet fans, and he's hugging Goodell.
Like I said, to me, I feel this is an upgrade to Sam Donald. Not a big upgrade, but an upgrade. And like I said, and we talked about it, Tommy, it resets the clock on all of them. Now they're on the
Yeah, that's it. It's a whole new thing now. This is now a whole new ball game for the New York Jets. The clock starts now. Doesn't mean that they got it right. Doesn't mean they got it wrong. It just means, Jeff, it starts new. Jeff, will you be buying a Zach Wilson jersey?
No.
No.
No, and I'll tell you why. Because whenever I get a fucking jersey from the New York Jets, it guarantees that guy is not on the team next year. I have a Muhammad Wilkinson jersey. He became a crackhead. I got a Chad Pennington jersey. His arm fell off. I bought a Brett Favre jersey. He went to Minnesota and almost fucking won 9 Super Bowls in a row. So I will never, ever, ever buy a Jet jersey.
Okay.
Never again. I will say this much. I'm happy. At least this much I'm happy with.
Okay.
They didn't go and overspend on going to get the kid from the Houston Texans. And they didn't go out and overspend on getting Russell Wilson from the Seahawks.
Would any of those made you happy though, Jeff? Let's say they did. Then let's say revisionist history. Deshaun Watson doesn't have the problems that he had, and the Jets pulled that trade off, or they went ahead and got Russell Wilson. Would you have been more excited, same excited as you are right now?
I would have been the same, simply because I think they would have given up way too much to get him.
Okay. Frank, what's your thoughts on that?
I would have given up maybe 3 of those picks, but I would have given up one of my own and the 2 Seattle picks. I wouldn't have given up both my picks.
The problem is, and you notice, Tom, everybody overpays for quarterbacks. That's the bottom line. It's like you said, it takes so long, especially now with the new CBA, me and Matt were talking about it the other day. With the new collective bargaining agreement and how little practice they have, and they're not coming even to the
– Yeah.
The early one, you know, there's not enough repetition for the quarterback to develop quickly enough. So it takes you a couple of years to develop one. And like you said, if you miss on him, you got to start all over. And you like you said, you can miss on a running back, a wide receiver. You can miss any other position in the field and not be set back as far as you will if you miss on a quarterback.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Guys, on the clock right now is the San Francisco 49ers. Quarterback, we all seem to think that it will be a quarterback that gets taken here. Guys, anybody think got any sort of out-of-the-box thing? They traded 2 number one picks to get here. I can't imagine they did that to pick up. Well, you know, listen, I've seen crazier things, but Jeff, any thoughts? You know, could Frisco thinking they have a deal worked out with Green Bay and make a pick for something different and not take a quarterback here?
Anything is possible, but I don't see
it. I doubt it because then they would want to.
I think it would have been announced already.
Well, again, we'll see. I think this is just a matter of which one. For a week now, I heard nothing but Mac Jones, and all day today, everybody was running around with Trey Lance. I think if Trey Lance is the pick, that tells me a lot about what people think about Justin Fields.
Yeah, I go along with that.
You know what I'm saying, Jeff? I think at this point, and Frank, I'm glad you're hanging with us. Stay as long as you want. You can finish up the night with us. You can bounce in and out.
I'll hang with you till we see what the third pick. That's the intrigue. It's the third pick.
Okay.
So let's see what happens here. And then maybe I'll stay for the fourth because they're taking so long. Like you said, they must have some kind of FCC rule that they got to wait.
I don't know. The first goes down to the 3 minutes. I mean, again, at this point, I mean, I could see now maybe they wait. Maybe the discussion, you know, is anything possible that a trade could happen? Okay. But, you know, to me, you know, they're going quarterback. I think if it's Trey Lance, I'll be surprised. I think that the big thing is if Lance goes before Justin Fields, I think that is an indictment on Justin Fields and what people really think. And I think there's a chance he drops.
Yeah.
So I think that this is an interesting one, Jeff. And then you start getting into the real part of the draft when, you know, when you start bringing in the Cincinnati Bengals and the Falcons and of course, Frank's Miami Dolphins, who, you know, listen, Frank, Miami's, you know, a much better team. They filled a lot of holes in a good division. They can go a couple different ways here. They can go running back. They can go any one of the receivers. They can go. They can help a little help on the offensive line if they wanted to. You know, a team that can use some help, but, you know, is in a good position, Frank. You know, so I think we lost you.
No, man.
Okay, yeah. So we'll see. We'll see, I think, at this point, but I think Miami's going to depend on who's there and who's not. If Atlanta...
Well, like I said, for me,
mm-hmm.
You give me Pitt, Chase, Devontae Smith, Waddle, I'm happy with that. We need that kind of wide out. We need a good...
I agree.
That's going to add to Fuller, and that's going to add to Gesicki in the middle, and then we also got Parker on the other side. That's good. We got that's a decent core wide receivers.
Hey, Jeff, with all this stuff that Miami's done, with all the stuff that New England's done, you know, how much of a difference is it between Buffalo, New England, Miami? I'll leave the Jets out of it for now. How big of a difference right now is the separation between those three teams?
I honestly, I'm going to say that I think it's going to be Buffalo, Miami, New England and then the Jets. I think that the Dolphins have left leapfrogged the Patriots. I think that they're a better team.
Okay.
Here, Frank.
Yeah, I think he's talking to somebody off screen. I think that's why.
My wife happened by.
Tell your wife we said hello. I'm looking forward to seeing her soon. I know you guys are going to be up here soon.
She's yelling, hi, Tommy. And she's talking about you guys coming down to Florida and everything. I'm like, babe, he's in the middle of a show.
Well, it's true. The pick is in for San Francisco, guys. I'll give you a chance. Jeff, who's going off the board? Frank, who's coming off the board?
I think they're going to stick with that Mac Jones. I really do.
I agree. Mac Jones is on my board.
That's what everybody's been saying lately.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of the smokescreen. And Frank Catalano, I agree with you. I think Frankie, whoever's there, I think that Denver set themselves up where it doesn't matter which quarterback is there at nine. They're going to take him and sit them behind Teddy Bridgewater.
And get rid of Fox.
Yeah, I think at this point, I think that's the setup. I think it doesn't matter which quarterback is there. They're taking one of those three guys. If it's Mac Jones, I think if it's Lance, I think it's either way. I think the only thing that could change that is I think New England can jump to Carolina to grab one of those guys. Could be Fields. Here comes the commission. Let me bring up the volume. Let me see. This whole chair thing is starting to bother me, Jeff. And everybody's wearing masks. It's up to the commission. I'll give him credit. Here it comes. Here we go.
Here he comes. Here we go. Here's pick number three.
The 2021 NFL Draft. The San Francisco 49ers
select Trey Lance. Wow. Trey Lance is the third pick in the NFL Draft. Wow, Jeff, good call. The GOAT, the guru, the pharaoh himself.
Right now, if they go to Atlanta's war room, everybody's on the phone.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Wow, this is
Frankie Catalano's Denver Broncos.
Absolutely. Now, all right, I'm going to start picking on Trey Lance's attire.
Do you think that there's a trade getting ready to happen?
In Atlanta, I think Atlanta could trade right now. You could see a whole bunch of teams jumping up to grab either one of those two quarterbacks that are sitting there right now.
Oh,
yeah. I think at this point, Jeff, you watch for the trade. If it ain't here, I don't think it'll happen to eight at Carolina. But the Lions could do it. Carolina could do it. Somebody could trade now. I think it's New England. Got a ton of picks.
Got a ton of compensatory picks.
Yeah.
From last year. They could definitely do it.
I agree with that. I think if you're going to see a spot, it's going to happen soon. How far up you want to go? I don't believe that Atlanta's going to take a quarterback. I don't believe that Cincinnati obviously is not taking. The Miami Dolphins aren't going to take it. And the Lions aren't. So to me, unless you think somebody else is going to jump in that spot, the spot to look at for a trade.
Chicago, New England, Denver.
Pittsburgh.
What you're failing to realize is I think that they're going to look for a king's ransom in this.
Oh, absolutely. Of course, Jeff. But again, if you're in New England and you got 10, 12 picks, you just had a firestorm.
Yeah, but Tom, are they going to be looking for number one picks?
You're going to flop.
Looking for a couple third rounders.
No, but you're going to flop. If you're going to flop, you know, 8 for 15, you're going to give them a couple number twos. You know, you're going to make some moves in there. But to me, if you're going to make a move,
the Los Angeles Rams,
traded
how many number one picks for Matthew Stafford?
Three
number one picks for Matthew Stafford. You're going to tell me that somebody's going to be able to move up to the fourth spot for a couple number twos and
you're probably going to give up
your one this year. You're going to give probably your one next year.
Correct. And then, I would agree with that, but it might be worth it. Again,
one and two twos at the very least, maybe two ones.
Now, I got to tell you, Phil Frisco, this is a bold move because I got to tell you, this kid hasn't played. He's 17-0 as a starter. Get it, 30 TDs, only one interception. I get it. He's played in obviously an inferior league. He hasn't played in almost 2 years of football, and you just made him the number three pick in the draft. I have to tell you, I think there's
he may not play for another 2 years. Depends on how long they want to hold on to.
It's like I said, Trey Lance is Christmas future. It's the quarterback for the future. Are going to be like the Trey Lances, like, you know, the Lamar Jacksons, the Patrick Mahomes. They're going to be mobile type. You know, they're almost going back to single wing.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, Frank, do you think at this point now, I would have thought maybe there was a chance Garoppolo gets traded. I think with this pick, you're telling me you're going to bury Trey Lance on the bench for a year at least, and Garoppolo is going to be the quarterback next year.
This trade was, yeah. this pick was saying to Garoppolo, relax, you're our quarterback now. He's our quarterback in the future.
Yeah. Jeff, you seen anything different, Jeff?
Not really, no, because I think they got him on a good deal until next year, or
yeah.
he has no guaranteed money right. after next year. So why not have him? The guy's not a bad quarterback.
No.
And they're probably telling Garoppolo, sell yourself this year.
Yeah.
How you play.
Yeah. That's exactly what you're telling him. Yeah. I agree with that part. Yeah, I think at this point, I think this is a bold move. I don't like it. Anything could work out. I think after the Goff and the Wentz, listen, guys, Goff and Wentz, both guys are already traded. You know, Mariota, Jameis Winston, don't get these guys a guaranteed traded. I mean, I'm not telling you that any of these guys are guaranteed, and Atlanta's on the clock, 3 minutes and 40 seconds left. I think
Zach Wilson is a guarantee, Tom. He's a home run.
You think so?
I think they just drafted the best quarterback in New York history.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
What did they pick, like seven number one quarterbacks in the first
Something like that, yeah.
And this is the one. So Atlanta could.
76 drafts that the Jets have picked quarterback number one 79 times.
The only one I'll give you any credit for of those seven is Joe Namath. And even Joe Namath, I hate to say it, he wasn't a great quarterback.
Horrible.
But
he was absolutely horrible.
Yeah, but Frank, you know, we talked about it before, and I want to give the Jets a little credit. You know, Kenny O'Brien was a better quarterback than people give him credit for. Not terrible. Not a great quarterback, but Ken O'Brien had a solid career, and you know Pennington doesn't get hurt. Pennington was a good quarterback, so I think the Jets did okay on two quarterbacks. It just didn't work out.
I like Kenny O'Brien. Kenny O'Brien, I think, was more of a product of the weapons he had around him. His receivers he had:
Toon, Wesley Walker, Shuler,
exactly.
Freeman McNeil. Yeah, there was a good team around him. Joe Fields.
Good team around him.
Yes, I
loved it. Chad Pennington. I thought Chad Pennington gave the Jets just as much of a chance to win as anybody else at his time. He was a good quarterback. It's just he didn't have a strong arm. But he was a smart quarterback, and he made up for lack of arm strength with brains. And it's just, guy was weak.
The Falcons pick is in, guys. I'm going to say they're going to keep, obviously they kept it. No trade has been made as far as I know. So I'm going to say they're going to take Kyle Pitts and they're going to move on. I don't believe they'll take a quarterback here. If they do, I think it's the first time ever four quarterbacks taken immediately at the draft. So I will be surprised and shocked if they do anything about that.
I agree. Being that they're picking, they're taking Kyle Pitts.
Jeff, you have any thoughts on where they're going with this pick?
No, I agree. I think that they're going to go with Pitts.
Yeah, I think that this will happen. And again, I'm not the biggest Pitts guy. I'm always, Frank, and you and me and Matt have gone back and forth on this for a while. You know, he's a tweener. I don't think he's as a beast as everybody thinks, but again, could develop into a great player. Please don't tell me about wingspan and catch radius, please.
He's a beast.
Yeah, Frank, I don't know. I don't think your Denver team will trade down there, but the pick is in. Let's get the commissioner up on the thing. I like that it's starting to move a little bit here. We're 8:48, and we got pick number four. Here's the pick.
I think the time goes down.
No, 10 minutes, first round, 10 minutes, Frank.
The Atlanta Falcons select Kyle Pitts.
Yes, no surprise.
No surprise.
No surprise here. Kyle Pitts from Florida. Tight end / some sort of receiver.
I think they're worried about Julio Jones. Like
yes.
I said, they're talking about trading him. And last year he didn't play the whole season. I think they're worried about him, and they figured this is going to be Julio Jones' replacement. If they could dump the money on a sucker that'll take it, they will.
Yeah, Jeff, I mean, this pick tells me, Jeff, that Atlanta thinks they have a chance to make a run this year with Matt Ryan, with this team, and try to do some damage. You know, now – you know, don't forget, no Drew Brees. You know, no Drew Brees this year. The division's a little more wide open. I think, I think that's what this pick tells me, Jeff. What does this pick tell you?
You have a point there, without a doubt. You know, Tampa Bay, is their whole team pretty much came back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you got to hope that they take a step backwards due to age, because they're certainly not taking a step backwards due to talent.
Nope.
You know, and New Orleans, you know, that team is going to be in a little bit of flux. I can't see any quarterback adults on that team that's going to match up to Breeze, what he did.
No, absolutely not. And I think,
You know, Atlanta may be in a good position.
Yeah, Frankie, Jeff brings up a good point. Let me ask you this. They got two quarterbacks on that team with Jameis Winston and Hill. I think that team's still a team that may be looking for a quarterback. I don't believe they have their quarterback on that roster.
No, they're definitely looking for a quarterback. That dual quarterback's not going to work, but for so long.
Yeah.
It's just not going to work. And like you said, as far as Atlanta, the problem with Atlanta is they have so many weaknesses on defense that you just can't – I can't see them – maybe, sure, they'll compete in their division, but I can't see them competing in the playoffs with the weaknesses. They're really going to have to deal with the defense either after the draft with trades or mm-hmm. some free agencies, like you said, people that get dropped, or the rest of the draft.
Yeah, so far it's kind of going to script. I mean, again, we know there's going to be a quarterback in Frisco. I'm a little surprised that they went with Trey Lance. Mac Jones has been the guy there for weeks, and then all of a sudden I heard it today, and I guess it was a smokescreen, guys. I guess the Trey Lance, I think it's way too high for him, to be honest with you, but.
Absolutely.
I think it's a good pick. Because he gets to sit behind a year behind Garoppolo.
Mm-hmm.
Garoppolo's not a terrible quarterback.
No, it's
a good
pick.
He's more than a serviceable quarterback. I think it's a good pick for them.
Yeah. Yeah, three, Jeff.
Tom, we've discussed this. Frank, if your guy is there.
Yeah, he's right.
You can't worry about if it's the first round of the pick or the last round of the pick. Last pick in a round.
You're right.
How they do it. I understand what you guys are saying. Don't get me wrong. And I agree with you. But, you know, if your guy is there, it's not a stretch.
No, and now we start the intrigue, guys. So now the intrigue starts. Cincinnati on the clock. Now, I like the fact that they take Jamar Chase here because I think that, Joe Burrow's in their ear. He wants his old receiver. But I think Frank is right. I think there's a really good chance here they're going to go offensive line to keep him upright. So I think it's an interesting – this is the first interesting pick here. Jeff, where's your head on this one?
I think they're going to go get that receiver, man. What better way to make your number one quarterback feel comfortable by giving him somebody that he's familiar with and has a rapport with? You know, you could get an offensive lineman later on in the draft, but are you going to be able to get a receiver that your guy has – you know, that he clicks with almost instantly. I mean, come on.
Frank, it's a good point, Frank. It's a good point, Frank. What do you think?
I like that point because that's why I've been saying Miami taking Smith at six.
Yeah.
Think about it. If Miami takes Smith at six and somehow gets Harris at 18, they've got the Alabama national championship backfield.
True. I agree. I just think Miami's better served short of the defense. Now, again, I really don't believe there's any superstar players in this draft on the defensive side of the ball other than the corners. I think
we have good corners.
Correct. So to me, I mean, I like Bolton at linebacker, but is he number one that high? Is he a difference maker? This is an interesting pick right here because I think it sets up the Dolphins at six. You know, do the Dolphins at that point.
And like I said, it definitely will set up the Dolphins at six. And, like, the reason why I think Harris at 18, because he won't be there at 30, where you'll get the same guy, edge rusher,
yes,
at 18.
I agree with that. That's a great point. That's absolutely a great point. Hard Rockin' Sports. Jeff, Tom, and Frank Jeffrey here hanging out talking NFL draft. The Bengals are on the clock. 2 minutes and change left on their time. I think this is an interesting pick. You know, Frank, there's been some talk this week that the Dolphins could go Sewell here. I don't see it, but, you know, again, who do you have and what do you have him rated? And do you want to give two or more weapons or do you want to give him some more protection? There's the big question.
I don't think they go Sewell here only for the fact, a couple of things. One, he opted out last year. And
yep.
Flo is big on that. He didn't like that. Two, the reason why I don't think they go offensive line here is because, like we said, you get an offensive line later. The last 2 years, they have picked 3 or 4 different offensive linemen.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of feel like they resolved their offensive line. I don't think they need to draft this high to get more. They need more depth, yes, absolutely. But I don't think they have to draft this high to get it.
Cincinnati's pick is in. We're waiting for the commercial break. And Miami's now on the clock. But, Jeff, you know, if Miami, if an offensive lineman is not taken here, you know, there could be a spot here where there's no offensive lineman picked in the top 10 of this draft because they're starting to fall. Yeah, it's starting to fall now.
It is possible, but not for nothing. I think an offensive lineman would be good for Detroit. You got Goff,
So
you could give him a little bit of help, but they need a wide receiver also.
Yes. Their bigger needs are on defense. Their bigger needs are on defense. I think that's the one spot where I could see them going with one of the linebackers. They may take a shot at a Parsons here in that spot. You know, Parsons has a lot of upside. You know, while his off-the-field stuff's a little crazy, it was a few years ago. So there is a chance that Detroit there could either go defense. If I was going to go defense and I'm them, I would try to trade back and try to go back maybe to 12 or 13 or even 15
right.
And go defense there because I think there's still a lot of defensive talent going to be there at that point. You know, probably not much different than you would get at 7. So if you're going to do it, I think if they make the pick and they stay at 7, it'll probably be a receiver, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And just do what Jeff just said. I think they would look to give Goff some more weapons. It's interesting. This pick's going to change a lot of different drafts right now.
A lot of different teams, yep.
Yeah, I think this.
Well, like I said, this is where the intrigue was, really.
Yeah.
3, 4, 5. This is going to change. This is going to set up how the rest of the draft's going to go with this 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, I agree with that. Again,
Really hasn't been many surprises, though, yet.
No.
Other than the 49ers taking Trey Lance instead of Mac Jones.
Yeah.
It really wasn't, you know.
No.
We'll see what happens with this.
Pick. I don't think you're going to see much in the way of surprises here. I don't think teams are going to reach here because there's so much talent in the playmaker abilities, whether it's corner, receiver, quarterback. And, again, I'm not big on the quarterback. So when I say talent, people have projected that way. I think that you're not going to see the reach or the stretch for anybody in the top 10, maybe 12 picks. So we'll see. Cincinnati's pick is in. We're just waiting for him to come back.
Yep.
Trey Lance on the screen right now getting his number one jersey from Commissioner Roselle Goodell. Wow.
Hey, brother.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. I'm waiting for the pick. I'm waiting for the commissioner. I'll bring the volume up once I see it. And the Dolphins are also on the clock. Here comes the commissioner. Give me a second. Guys, real quick, what's your point? Who's going?
I think they're going
so.
The receiver.
The Cincinnati Bengals select Jamar Chase. Wow, it's Jamar Chase, LSU wide receiver. Wow, that is the first surprise pick in the draft, gentlemen. Jeff, I got you on my draft board. I have Sewell going here. I changed it because I had him. I let Frankie and Matt change my mind last week on it. But Jeff, you were locked and sure of this. You think that this was nothing more than give Joe Burrow a familiar face to throw to.
Definitely, without a doubt. You got to think, listen, Burrow will be a second-year player. This guy will be a first-year player. They could be all pros for the next 10 to 12 years together.
Yep. Yeah.
This is a good pick, but they need all offensive line help. But I agree, Jeff. Good pick.
I don't know what other needs this team has. They could go offensive line with at least the next pick, if not the next two.
Listen,
picks.
There is no shortage of quality offensive linemen in this draft. I'm looking for my notes on the offensive line. You got Sewell, Slater, Elijah Vera Tucker. I like him. You can get down to Christian Darrisaw. You can get down to even Landon Dickerson, the center from Alabama. You know, this draft is kind of deep. So I agree with that, Frank and Jeff. I think that you could probably help yourself in round 2 or 3 of this draft with an offensive line. And they obviously took the best player they thought. And I think a big part of this, I believe, and I said this last week on the preview show, that I thought these guys could take him here to give Joe Burrow a little familiar face.
Where did Frankie go?
I don't know. Frank's gone. I maybe want to go watch his pick. His His Dolphins were up.
I don't know about that. I think he went a little bit further away.
So, Jeff. Yeah, there he is. So, Frank, your team's on the clock.
See what I'm saying about the time? They only have 4 minutes left. That was not 10 minutes. I think they go down a minute.
No. What's happening, as soon as they make they're not making the pick right away. So Cincinnati made their pick like 7 minutes ago, and the clock, they went right on the thing. So, no, it's 10 minutes each team. First round, second round, I think it's like 7 or 5.
So as soon as the pick's in, the Dolphins are on the clock. We don't see that.
Correct.
They
just
reset the time.
They just put it right on. I got it on the screen here. So the Dolphins are on the clock and up behind Detroit. So, Frank, you know, it's your team on the clock. Where are you going now that Chase is gone?
I think the Dolphins are going to copy exactly what Cincinnati did and get Tua Smith.
Okay. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, Jeff. I mean, as Tua.
I think it makes a lot of sense. That's what I would do. You're trying to help this kid and everything. Get him somebody familiar. Get him a receiver that he knows.
Yeah.
Why not?
Dolphins pick is in officially, and now the Detroit Lions are the Detroit Lions are on the clock. You know, Frankie, I know what you think is going to happen. What do you want to happen? If you had a big to pick yourself, with all the talent around you, is it Smith you take right now?
It's either Smith or Waddle. I'll take either one of those guys right now.
Yeah, I would agree. I think I had them taking Chase, so I will stay with one of the linemen, with one of the receivers here. Jeff, you're going with obviously Smith or Waddle.
I think Waddle.
Yeah, you know what? I don't disagree with that. I think Waddle might be in play right here. I think he's, you know, had he played last year, I think the opt-out thing, if whether you believe in the opt-outs, I think because he was the better player 2 years ago, but, you know, opting out of it. But I watched Smith in the championship game, and he just looked like a man playing with children. So I this is going to be an interesting pick. I mean, they could go offensive line, they could go defense, but no, I believe you'll see the second receiver come off the board. This is not good for my Giants because I wanted them to get a receiver, and another one goes here, and now all of a sudden we're starting to tighten up on the receivers.
Yeah, but then some other, like you said, after these guys, the next guys they're a little step down, but they're not.
Oh no, you can go Rashawn Bateman at that point. There's some guys out there that can help you on the strip. And again, the Giants aren't
more. You can go grab more.
Yeah, the Giants are not offensive or receiver needy. Again, I'll be happy if the Giants got Sewell or Slater or one of those. I don't think they take Sewell because they got Andrew Thomas. So
yeah, I was going to say Slater. If I was the Giants, I'd go Slater.
Yeah, you know they could go, you know, because he could play inside. So, but again,
the Giants are going to get Parsons. Mm-hmm. He's going to go out celebrating. He's going to kill somebody. Do a check and pass. And that pick is gone.
Hold on. Jeff, Gettleman's on the phone. What? Gettleman said to say, go fuck yourself. Thanks, Dave. I'll get back to you. Call me back with the pick. Dave's calling back.
Wait, you know what? Wait, hold on. I actually have, because of the iPhone,
yeah,
I have a FaceTime video with Dave Gettleman.
You do?
Yeah, hold on, Dave. I'm going to put you on live. Let's get this live.
Hey, it's me, Dave Gettleman. Almost time to fuck up the draft.
And Dave says he's going to fuck up the draft. What about that?
Yeah, good luck with that.
That's probably the most accurate statement he made.
Yeah. Hard Rockets Sports, we're here. We're in pick number 6 in the draft. Miami's on the clock. I believe their pick is not in yet. We're all guessing receiver here. Makes the most sense.
They're trading out.
No, you know, they did too much trading as it is. I think they've acquired enough picks. No, I think they'll take the pick. I think the surprise would be offensive line.
Are they requiring players, or they just requiring picks?
Yeah, now it gets interesting because now you go the Lions. I think the Lions are going to try to go defense. They may go corner. They could go linebacker. The pick is in.
Not for nothing. The pick is in.
Yeah, the pick is in, and Goodell is heading to the stage.
We'll get on.
I hate to say it. I think the Lions are going to grab whatever the Dolphins don't get. They're going to take the other.
Here it comes.
With the 6th pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Jalen Waddle.
Jalen Waddle is now in Miami Dolphins, although he doesn't look very happy in the green room there. He didn't jump up. He doesn't. But he gets to play with Tua.
No, they didn't tell him.
Maybe he's going to be playing with Tua.
He's going to play the that he's prime time.
Yeah, look at the outfit he's wearing. I got to tell you, it's crazy. Some of these outfits are just crazy.
I saw earlier that the Dolphins, the Lions, could go quarterback. Maybe Justin Fields in this spot.
They might.
Listen, nothing would surprise me from this point on. One of the receivers is left, one of the big-name receivers. The corners are still there, and all the offensive linemen are there, and you still have three.
Tom, this is where I'm going to have to say goodnight. Sorry to interrupt
you. No, go ahead, Frankie. Thank you for jumping in with us for this point.
No problem. Maybe I'll try and get back on at 18.
That's fine. I don't know if we'll be there at that point, but try to jump in. If not, I'll talk to you off the air tomorrow.
You got it, brother. Take care, guys. Jeff, take care, bro.
Later, Frankie. Be good.
It's Frank Jeffrey. I love it. In fact, he came in right there to that. So it's a little bit of, you know, a little bit of intrigue. Jeff now coming up with the Lions on the clock. You know, the first team we can actually say we don't know what they're going to do.
No, we don't know what they're going to do. Also, the offensive lineman still is. What's the matter?
I can't. Oh, there's the stream. Okay, I lost the stream for a second. Go ahead.
I was going to say, nobody's taking the offensive lineman from Oregon yet.
No. I mean, Sewell's still there. Surprised. Slade is still there. You got the two corners are still there. I mean, there's – go ahead.
Totally silly question, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
Sure.
With the picks that the Dolphins and the Bengals made,
mm-hmm.
taking their quarterback's former teammate
yep.
from college,
yep.
do you think that that's going to be a possibility of a new trend in the NFL?
You know, it's a great point, Jeff. You know, you know what? What happens, I think, is you want to give the quarterbacks familiarity with the receivers. And I guess, you know, if it's within a couple of years, these guys know each other. They've played together. They've been in pressure situations. It's a great point by you on that one. That's why you're the GOAT. That's why you're the guru. You know, I think, you know, it could be a trend. And you saw it two picks in a row.
Yeah,
I mean, think about it. It makes total sense. And the Detroit Lions pick is in. That puts the Carolina Panthers on the clock as we sit here watching the NFL draft. Jeff and I, we're, you know, a little surprised, but so the question right now is what does the continuation of picks be, receivers get picked here? Do the Lions go defense? It's going to be an interesting pick at this point.
I don't even know which way to go. I mean, because like I said, I just saw earlier today mm-hmm. that they may go Fields. I think that with Goff, I mean, come on, he's a young quarterback in his own right. Why not even give this guy a chance, you know?
Yeah, listen, again, not too far off on your thought process, Jeff. They could easily go receiver. They could go offensive line here. I have on their needs wide receiver, linebacker, safety, defensive back, and quarterback. So, yeah, there's a lot of ways they could go here. I guess there is no trade here, so we'll say that they're going to pick. I'm going to say that I think they're going to be the first team to go odd, and they're going to go defense here. I believe that they have such needs on the defensive side of the ball that's where they're going to go. One of the corners, maybe.
They have a lot of needs.
Yes.
They have a lot of needs, that team. But they just drafted a quarterback, cornerback last year, and he was injured. So I don't know if they'll go with another corner.
Yeah, very possible. Yeah, they did draft the kid very high last year. Oduka. So there's a I doubt it. You know, here's the thing. Now, if Devontae Smith gets past this point here, I don't see Carolina taking a quarterback. I don't see the Cowboys taking a quarterback. That sets up for the Giants to maybe possibly take Devontae Smith. If Smith were to go here, now the Giants are down to offensive line and corner. I think they're going to go corner at that point. To be honest with you, I think they take one of the top two corners in the draft. I don't think you'll take a guard at that point in the draft, but we'll see. It's an interesting situation right here. We're still waiting on Mac Jones is still sitting there.
The Giants' train of thought, you think?
Say again?
Do these picks so far ruin the Giants' train of thought?
Yes, I think the Giants thought there would be two of the receivers left on the board getting closer to them. I think they right now, yes. Guys, they have Goff, enough said. Yeah, Matt, I got you, but they have Goff, so that says that they ain't got a good quarterback right now. So do I think they take a quarterback? No, I don't believe they'll take a quarterback here. I think they're going defense. I would imagine. Did you see, by the way, that Tim Tebow worked out for the Jaguars as a tight end?
Yes, tight end.
I know, you know, Urban Meyer's his old coach.
Too late. I don't listen. He could have still been playing in the NFL.
It's the truth. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. That's funny. But he did go play a little baseball for a while and
very color. Good there either, I guess.
No, not too good. But the Detroit pick is in. We're waiting on they're clapping and all that stuff in the Detroit Raw room. I don't know why they haven't made their pick yet. I guess the guy they wanted is still there. Which I'm going to, judging by the war room, I got a feeling they're going to go Devontae Smith. I think that, you know, they're just so pumped up right now that I don't think you get pumped up for a defensive player or an offensive player at that spot. So, yeah, I think.
They got the guy that they really wanted.
I think they're going Devontae Smith right here. I'm going to change my thoughts process based on how they're jumping up and down. I think they wanted Smith and they got him. And we'll see. We're seconds away from that pick. That'll put Carolina on the clock right now. Carolina, I thought was the first place we really might see a trade. So we'll keep an eye open for that. I think you could have some teams like Washington or New England, maybe somebody jumping way all the way up to try to get to one of the quarterbacks, Mac Jonesville. But here's the commissioner of the NFL. Wow, what a surprise right there. The Detroit Lions take Penei Sewell, offensive lineman from Oregon.
Are they going mental over that?
Yeah, they were high fiving like Tom Brady was redrafted.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I understand the guy's good. Don't get
it's odd.
I mean, you know, that's kind of I'm not going to say a stretch.
I think it's a stretch.
I
think it's a stretch for need.
He's
a
left tackle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
He's supposed to be the best left tackle in the draft.
Yep. Oh, so yeah, absolutely.
If they got him, you know, you can't – this was somebody that maybe they projected to go much, much sooner than he did.
Yeah, no.
You know, the seventh, eighth pick, whatever they got.
No, Sewell was projected to go as high as number four, probably number five, and drop to number seven at this point, which is not bad at all. Don't take it wrong. I think
not bad at all. But.
Yeah. So we're in commercial break. On the clock right now is the Carolina Panthers. You know, could the Panthers go receiver here? You know, I got needs quarterback, receiver, tight end, tackle, center, guard. So there's a lot of ways they could go here. They could give Sam Darnold a weapon. Jeff, any chance Carolina right here takes a quarterback of the future? I mean, Mac Jones is available, Justin Fields?
With Sam Darnold, his option, his 50-year option, not getting picked up, anything is possible.
Yeah.
And I was kind of shocked with them giving so much up. You figured that they would have tried to make this guy the quarterback of the future, and without picking up his 50 year, it makes you wonder, like, what's going on there?
Yeah, so, you know, to me, if you like a quarterback in this draft, you'd almost have to think they'll take one and put him on the bench or maybe make a little quarterback.
Let's just say that you're Sam Darnold.
Yep.
And you're like, you know what? All right, I got Chuck down in New York. Mm-hmm. Now I'm down in Carolina. Carolina's not picking up my option. Now they draft another quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, what kind of help do you think you're going to get out of him now?
This is an intriguing pick. I'm going to tell you here, I think there's a better than 50-50 chance. I think there's a 75% chance Carolina's going to take a quarterback right here. I think they're down to minute 52. I think they're trying to work out a trade. Anything's possible right here. If you're Carolina and you could trade down, I think you do it here and grab some more picks. It's minute 40 on the clock. This is very intriguing right now for me, Jeff.
Yeah, we're going to see it in less than 2 minutes.
Yeah. Let's see who's on. Okay. So I got Frankie texting me. He was just watching it with us. So, yeah, we're in commercial break right now. Listen, you know, here's the intriguing part for me. If Carolina goes quarterback or anything but receiver here, the Giants at that point will probably have, you know, because figuring Denver's going to take a quarterback. The Cowboys are probably going to go defense at this point, take a corner. The Giants are going to have their choices of one of the corners, one of the receivers, which is Smith at this point, and at least one or two of the offensive linemen. So the Giants are pretty good setup right now for the 12th pick. So, Jeff, I'd say at this point we got 3-4 picks left before the Giants, 1, 2, 3, 4. I know you got an early start tomorrow. What would they say? We'll take it to the Giants?
I'm off tomorrow.
Oh, you're off.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we'll stay as long as you feel good to stay.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good, man.
Okay, so we'll hang a little bit. Maybe we'll hang at the 10. We'll see how interesting it is right now. But so we're waiting on the Carolina Panthers pick. They're on the clock, and we're waiting for them to. This to me, the pick is now officially in, and the Denver Broncos, Frank Catalano, Denver Broncos are on the clock. I think it's a no-brainer. They're taking a quarterback. Question is it Justin Fields or Mac Jones? Either one of those guys still there? Is Carolina going to take a quarterback here? Matt says we're out of our minds, but I don't think it's that unrealistic. I don't think it's unrealistic to think they may take a quarterback. Jeff, you're right. Sam Darnold not getting his fifth-year option picked up. You know, no more Teddy Bridgewater. There's a chance they take a quarterback here.
It's possible.
Yeah, we're about to find out because I don't believe there's a trade. But we'll see where they take us on this one. Thanks, guys, for keeping staying with us. We got a bunch of guys who are actually listening to us and watching us watch the draft. And we're glad you guys are hanging in there with us. And I think who's the next quarterback off the board, Jeff, right now? Okay, so let's say it's not Carolina.
Mac Jones. I'm going to say Mac Jones.
Mac Jones going to Denver?
Whoever it is that I don't know.
Yeah.
Frankie Catalano said a little earlier that Denver looks like the front runners to get Aaron Rodgers, which I don't know. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater's got to be banging his head against the wall if that's the case.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, imagine if you're Teddy Bridgewater and you got traded to Denver. You think you got the spot, and all of a sudden here comes Aaron Rodgers.
Joe Flynn's asking the Giants pick. I would say that it would be S, Joe. The Giants pick S.
Joe, what did you think of
Joe Flynn, Trey Lance? We're going to see what happens with that pick, Joe.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You missed it. The 49ers grabbed them.
Joe, what did you...
Behind the times
there, hey, Joe, what did you think of your Detroit Lions pick, Penei Sewell? Are you happy with that pick? That was a good pick. You guys are solid, probably the best tackle in the draft, but I thought that was a strange pick for me at that point. So we'll see what Joe thinks.
Well, listen, you know what? That pick, that's going to help Goff.
Sure.
And get him a young tackle.
Absolutely. Listen, you got a cornerstone left tackle. Again, another guy who didn't play last year. You know, there's some issues there. I think the Giants are set up right now. I'm no more Lions. You're no longer a Lion fan? Only
Stanford.
A Stanford fan. Okay.
He means Stafford.
I'm guessing Stafford is right. Yeah. So, okay, here's the Panthers selection is in, Jeff. Here it comes.
With the 85th in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Carolina Panthers select J.C. Horn.
Okay, J.C. Horn, probably the best corner in the draft, has been selected to South Carolina. I don't have that on my board as something as a big need, but they must have him as the best player their highest player drafted at that point. So good job by them. It's a solid, solid pick, a guy who can really, really run. I mean, if you're looking for a guy who's a good athlete and can run, J.C. Horn's your guy. So now Joe Flynn's a Ram. He's rooting for Stafford. He's a Ram fan now. Jeff,
I'll be right back.
Yeah, good. So, guys, interesting. It's interesting setup right now. We got the Denver Broncos on the clock. I would tell you they have their choice. Frank Catalano, who do you want? You want Fields? You want Mac Jones at this point? Frank, come on. Tell me where you're going. I think they're going to trade Chubb and Judy picks. Rooting for Sam Darnold as well. Okay, you can root for Sam Darnold. I am too. A surprise pick, but a good pick by the Carolina Panthers, showing up their defense. And this guy is probably the best corner out there. Some guys who got some good upside, Patrick Surtain, who I expect to go to the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys will take Surtain at this point. I don't know if my man Matt Salitri's out there, but Matt, what are you looking at? Frank, you want an inside linebacker? Is that what you said? I recommend Bolton, but I don't think it's high in the draft, Frankie. So you really look at maybe Randy Gradishaw still around. Then we can get Randy Gradishaw for you guys. But J.C. Horn is now a Carolina Panther. So not a bad shot right there for them. But you know, I never thought he would go on that point. I'm a little surprised. So we'll see. Let's see. Bianca. No, I like. Hold on, this answer's on. We'll see how that works out. But the Giants are still set up right here, guys. If you haven't paid attention, the Giants can go receiver. They can go corner. Although, if Sertan goes, I think it's automatically going to be Devontae Smith. I'll be extremely happy with that pick. I don't think there's a bad shot in the deal here. Yes, we all love Randy Gradishaw. I want to that linebacker from the days, Dede Lewis, Gradishaw, Harry Carson. There was a plethora of great linebackers back in those late 70s, early 80s football teams. So many great ones. Denver's going to take a quarterback here, Matt. I think it's a lock. No pun intended with Drew Lock. But I think it's a lock there taking a quarterback. The question is going to be which one. I think Mac Jones, Jeff, could fall all the way to the Patriots.
It's possible, man. I hope the Patriots, I hope they don't get anybody, man.
Well, right now, I mean, unless somebody trades up in front of them, I got to tell you, if the Broncos don't take Mac Jones, the Cowboys aren't, the Giants aren't, the Eagles aren't. I know you think they may be, but the Chargers and Vikings don't. I think,
they already said, the Eagles already, they didn't stand behind Hurts.
No.
Is possible.
Oh, no. I don't. If it happens, I'll be shocked, but it's not. Holy cow. I can't believe I never saw that coming. You know, I never believed in Hurts from the beginning. I thought Hurts was damaged goods and a guy who I just was not ever impressed with in the college game. But, you know, it would surprise me if the Eagles drafted another quarterback after trading Wentz and sticking by a second round pick. You know, maybe kind of underperformed a little last year, but here's the interesting pick. We're waiting on the clock is on for the Denver Broncos. Cowboys are warming up in the bullpen, and so are the New York Football Giants. So we'll get to the point where now. Let's see, but the Cowboys got 10 defense. I'm just answering. So I got some people texting me on the side. So we'll see how that plays out. But, guys, we got a lot still to do here. We're going to take it close to 10 o'clock. We'll see how we feel. And Jeff and I are sticking around, and we're having some fun. The draft is, you know, Jeff, I don't think it's been too far off, but the couple picks in a row now kind of threw off the balance of power here. We know with Sewell going at 7 and Horn at 8.
That kid going down that far into the line.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised there hasn't been a trade,
yes.
But I think that also goes to show you what people are thinking of these two quarterbacks that are left.
I agree. Again, still to me, the biggest surprise has been the I think Denver's holding on to the last minute here to see if they can make a trade. So we'll see. But they're 2 minutes and 9 seconds left on the clock for Denver. But I think Trey Lance is so far the biggest surprise for me of the draft.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I think Trey Lance going at 3 instead of Mac Jones or Justin Fields. Now, who's the next quarterback taken? Who does John Elway and the Denver Broncos like? I think I would pick right now, Jeff. I'm going to go on the record saying Justin Fields is the next quarterback off right here for the Denver Broncos.
Who knows, dude? Because there's. You know, I'm looking at the draft order now. And like you said, I mean, Minnesota could take a quarterback. Patriots could take a quarterback.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Washington could take one.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Do the Raiders take one? The Bears?
Yeah.
Do the Colts? Who did the Colts get again?
Wentz. They just got Wentz.
Wentz, yeah. So they're not going to take one. The Jets ain't going to take one. Do the Pittsburgh Steelers take one?
Listen, that's what my point. You know, the Steelers, I think, we're going running back here because I don't think they thought they could get one of those guys. They may try taking one of those guys in the second round, later in the draft, like Ellinger or one of those guys. But if Mac Jones or Justin Fields were to fall that far, I could see the Steelers taking a shot at it. Why not? I don't think they will get it.
You know what? I think I read on ESPN earlier tonight, mm-hmm, that they're getting ready to sign that kid Mason Rudolph.
They did. Yes, I saw that too. Yeah, you're right.
So, you know, that may take the possibility of a quarterback away for them.
Yeah, I think it would. If pick is in for Denver now. We're waiting on the so on the clock right now. The Dallas Cowgirls are now on the clock. The third best team, maybe the third best team in the NFC East behind the Giants and somebody else who really cares. So the Cowboys. Yeah, no. So I'm going to go on the limb. I'm going to say Justin Fields comes off the board here. I think the Cowboys are going to go corner. I think they're going to go Patrick Surtain. And then the Giants will be up, and we'll see. I think the Giants will go Devontae Smith. That's my prediction. Now, anything could change along the way, Jeff. I got Kettleman's ringing the phone any second now. I can tell you who's going to get picked.
I don't know. Well, let's concentrate on Denver first, man.
Yeah, the pick is in. We're waiting for the commission to get up to the podium and give us the pick. I see some movement back there, but nothing to do with the commissioner. So, is it a guarantee that there's a quarterback taken here, Jeff?
No, definitely not.
Yeah, I think it is. I really do believe that they made that trade for Bridgewater as a mentor to one of these guys, and I firmly believe that it'll be a quarterback taken here. Never shocked.
They got Drew Locke there too. I don't see that.
Here comes the commissioner is now making his way to the podium, Jeff. We'll bring up the volume. And I got to tell you, these people that they got sitting in the chair just look like death warmed over. But hold on. Here it is.
With the ninth pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Denver Broncos select Pat Surtain, Jr.
Wow, that's a surprise. Patrick Surtain. So the Denver Broncos are going to go with Drew Lock, unless they think they're going to make a trade. They're going Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater. Patrick Surtain, the second best corner in the draft, has gone now to the Denver Broncos. This is a bit of a surprise for me. I don't know how you do Broncos fans care, Jeff.
It's a smart move with Patrick Mahomes in your division. You know, you got to do something to help yourself.
Yeah.
So I could see that.
Yeah.
And, you know, don't forget. Maybe they make a move, a trade later on for Aaron Rodgers. Or maybe it doesn't happen for Aaron Rodgers going to Denver.
Well, you know, there's a lot of craziness now. Here you got the Cowboys coming up. At this point, I mean, they could go a lot of places. They could, you know, they could still stay defense, although I'm not high on the defensive guys at this point in the draft. I don't know if they go offensive line. Maybe they'd go with Rashawn Slater. Do they take another receiver and take Devontae Smith here and keep away from the Giants? I mean, there's a lot.
Devontae Smith is the next best player.
Yes, absolutely. I would say right now Devontae Smith is the guy who's fallen. And Jeff, now certain that there will be no more than three quarterbacks taken in the first round of the NFL draft. You know, we went from maybe possibly a five guys going in the first 10 picks to now getting only three and the first three picks.
In the first 10 picks, yeah, but I think that by the time it's all said and done.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I agree. I think, yeah, I would be shocked if – but like I said, I think now the door opens. These guys could fall. And now I think nobody's falling past New England. I think New England's taking the quarterback here. I think they have no choice. And then, okay, could the Washington football team, or better known as the Redskins, could the Bears at 20 – Steelers at 24, you know, there's a few teams in Seattle, New Orleans at 28, you know, there's some teams coming up here that could use quarterbacks. We'll just see. Yeah.
Somebody's unhappy.
Well, Matt has been saying for weeks that he thought Surtain was going to be the guy. Surtain. I think he could have easily been happy with JC Horn. I did not see this coming. I did not see Patrick Surtain going, but Jeff, you made a great point. You know, with guys like, Patrick Mahomes in the division, getting a guy who can stand up there and play corner and shut down his receivers is a pretty smart move.
Yeah, you have to. You got to take it away. I mean, you might not be able to beat them. You need to take away some of their game, without a doubt.
Yeah, they put the lettering on the jerseys that they hold up right on the spot. That's amazing. Right there, they have the press machine and they do it. So now. Yeah, I can see you. So, Matt, what do you want now? So, Surtain's off the board. Where are you going? You got to think if you're maybe they're going to go defense. Still stay on defense. You can't go Caleb Farley. There's no way in the world. So, but let's see. Giants are going to take Smith second year. Yeah.
The Cowboys continue with their longstanding tradition of drafting a thug and maybe take Parsons.
Jeff, that's a great point. It is possible. Yeah, they did it with Randy Gregory. They did it with they went and got Greg Hardy. So yeah, there's a real good chance that they could go Micah Parsons here. And Parsons is a lot of ability. It's just there's a lot of off the field stuff. So yeah, I could see Jerry Jones and please, dear God, and heaven, let Jerry Jones live 20 more years and be the general manager for this team. Hold on. Gettleman's calling. He wants to talk to you. Hold on. Yeah, Dave. So Dave said he's hoping that the Cowboys draft Joe Namath, not realizing he's out. Jerry Jones is kind of lost. Who else? Oh, yeah, and the Giants are going to win the Super Bowl this year. Thanks, Dave. Yeah.
I think you live near like a fucking garbage dump or anything.
No, I don't live near a garbage dump.
Was there any lead paint?
Oh, there's a trade. Hold on. There's a trade being made here. Hold on, Jeff. We got our first trade. Now I'm seeing the Philadelphia Eagles. Could the Cowboys and the Eagles have made a trade? And if that's the case, if the Eagles moved up, they moved up to grab Devontae Smith. Let's see. Did the Eagles and the Cowboys just make a trade? That is interesting. Yeah, it certainly looks like the Cowboys and the Eagles, Jeff, two division rivals making a trade. The Eagles are now on the clock. That is wow. So I'm telling you right now, I want to believe that the Eagles
they're going quarterback.
Smith's to the Eagles, guaranteed.
Come on, man. Come on, they're not big on Hurts, bro.
But why would you have to move up? The Cowboys and the Giants are not taking quarterbacks. You could have had them without making the trade. So there's no way in the world they're going quarterback here. It's got to be.
You're talking about a team that moved up two places, and just a couple of years ago, the Chicago Bears moved up, gave up what to move up one fucking spot.
No, I got it, but it would make sense. So the Eagles get the 10th overall pick. Cowboys move back to the 12th overall pick and the third round pick, number 84. Boy, this screws the Giants if you're the Cowboys, man. The Giants were salivating over Devontae Smith, and now Smith's going to be gone. The Eagles will be taking Devontae Smith. There's no doubt in my mind. If they take a quarterback here, Jeff, I'm going to have the biggest laugh you ever saw in your entire life. Oh.
Why wouldn't they? Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts. Say that name to yourself.
I got it, but you could have got him at 12 without it. Nobody was taking a quarterback here.
Don't they have two picks, Philly?
No, just one.
They just got the one?
Yeah.
Well, there's got to be – I mean, you're going to move up for Smith?
He's the best receiver left in the draft. I think they need weapons. I think this is a great – I am shocked the Cowboys did this to help their division rival. I'm shocked that for nothing. They just flopped the pick and got a third rounder.
What is the sense of the Eagles taking a fucking wide receiver who's going to throw him the ball?
I don't know, but I think Devontae Smith's going to be the guy who doesn't get thrown to. Now the Giants will be warming up in the bullpen, and this throws things off for the Giants. Both corners are gone.
The Giants trade down.
It's possible if there was a partner, I would seriously consider it. I think the Giants could go defense now. You could see Parsons come off the board here. I think they're going to go offensive lineman. I think they're going to go Slater or Tucker. To be honest, I don't know, but the Eagles are on the clock, 43 seconds left. I don't know why they're waiting so long. If you made the trade, you kind of know what you want. So we'll see. Hard Rock and Sports, Jeff and Tom. We're a little surprised. I never saw this coming, to be honest with you. I don't know if anybody else did. But this is going to be an interesting pick, but I think it's going to be Devontae Smith. I don't know any other reason why they would have to move up unless they wanted one of the offensive linemen, unless they thought somebody else was going to jump in there, another defensive player. I don't see it.
You ready for this?
Go ahead.
No Packers quarterback has ever played 17 seasons with the team. Aaron Rodgers has played 16 seasons. Brett Favre has played 16 seasons. Bart Starr played 16 seasons.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow, that's crazy. Matt's got his head stuck in the wall. Yeah, Matt, what's your team thinking about? First, they're helping the team in their division, the Eagles nonetheless. The pick is in. I think it's Devontae Smith. Why would the Cowboys make this move? They got basically nothing in return, a third-round pick, and they flipped from 10 to 12. I don't understand this move by the Cowboys. Matt, you're going to have to come on next week and explain it because I have no idea why this was done, Jeff. This is a dumb move on the Cowboys' part, a great move by the Eagles if they jumped up and got Smith. Otherwise, I don't know why they would have to move up. You kind of have to figure that. No chance in the world. Jeff, not a chance in the world that they're going to take a quarterback here. You could have had to, I'll preface that. Unless they had a thought that somebody else like the Patriots or the Redskins or somebody wanted to jump into that spot to grab a quarterback. That's the only thing that I could possibly think of. But if they did, they didn't have to pay much to get there. So that's why I don't think it is. The commissioner is coming to the podium, and it's going to be Devontae Smith, wide receiver, Alabama. So that's he's stopping to make his kind of conversation with the person in the chair, which the chair thing's already kind of played itself out. This is crazy. This is crazy talk. Going through. Okay, so here it comes. Here's the pick.
The Dallas Cowboys have traded the 10th pick to the Philadelphia Eagles. With the 10th pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Devontae Smith.
Devontae Smith is a Philadelphia Eagle. You saw it coming. There was no reason to make that trade without it. The Eagle fans are ecstatic, which they should be. I mean, they still have a throw quarterback. But, this is perplexing. No, Matt, this is a dumb move. Listen, you got nothing. You got a third-round pick. Please don't try to spin this. This is a dumb move by the Cowboys to get a third-round pick. They would have been better off taking Devontae Smith themselves, you know, or getting a player. I'm sorry, you did nothing but help the Eagles get better. You did not make the Cowboys better here. I'm sorry, you can spin this any way you want. This is a dumb move by Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. They gave probably the best receiver in the draft to the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, again, it would have been the Giants anyway.
The Eagles don't have anybody to throw the ball.
I get it, but...
So it doesn't matter. They could have fucking Jerry Rice they could have just drafted. But if he can't, somebody can throw him the ball. What's the difference?
Yeah, it's... Hold on. You should send Jerry Jones flowers. All right, so Hard Rocket Sports, the first controversial move of the night. The Cowboys trade down two spots with their rival, the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Eagles step up and take Devontae Smith, who I think was going to the New York Football Giants 2 seconds from now. But now the question is, Giants, what do they do? You know, now do the Giants trade down, which is a strong possibility here. I think this is a place where the Giants could go offensive line. They could make a stretch and go Micah Parsons or Christian Barnmore. I got to tell you, the Cowboys... Matt, you cannot spin this. This was a terrible trade by the Cowboys. They got a third rounder out of this to move back two spots. It makes no sense. It makes absolutely zero sense at all for me.
I think you're a bitter man. I
just can't last.
I think that hotline that you think you have to get on.
I got a hotline.
Maybe to the fucking pizzeria down the street.
Listen,
okay? They're giving you bad information, and you're taking it hook, line, and sinker.
I disagree, but that's okay. Yeah.
Smith, all these guys you want for the Giants are off the board.
No, again, I told you
you're going to get that fucking Micah Parsons, just like I said, and then I'm going to get the title of the greatest of all time.
No, I think right now, if I'm reading it right, I think the Giants are going to go off the line here, and they're going to go Slater. I think that's pretty much where it's headed at this point. I think that's the difference here for the Giants. Again, a good player, Did the Giants need another wide receiver? No. Would it have been great to have Devontae Smith? Absolutely. I will tell you, I'm just definitely disappointed the Giants didn't get him. I think the Eagles made a great trade up. And, of course, Jerry Jones, the worst general manager in football. Jerry Jones couldn't manage a McDonald's. A McDonald's in the desert that nobody had. The next food stop was 600 miles away. Jerry Jones couldn't manage that properly. So to all the Cowboy fans out there, I hope you guys lose every game for the next 20 years. That's how bad this guy is. And I fucking hate the Cowboys.
You sound like a bitter man.
It's dumb. It just makes just that trade made no sense whatsoever. But again, I never expected Devontae Smith to be there anyway for the Giants. It doesn't kill me. I said from the beginning, I'll take anything. As long as the Giants don't reach, I don't want Parsons, but we'll take whatever's there. I think the Giants at this point, you're looking at probably an offensive lineman here or possibly a trade down. The Giant pick, I believe, is in because the Giants, I think, made a trade here. I think the Giants just made a trade with the Chicago Bears. The Bears are on the clock. The Giants have traded down. The Giants have now traded down to number 20, which I love. Good job by Dave Gettleman. The Giants receive the 20th pick, a fifth-round pick. Looks like a 2022 number one pick. Good job by Gettleman, Jeff.
Wow. 2000.
I did see that. I want to see it again. I want to see it again. I thought I saw 2022 number one, but I'm not sure about it. But it looks like the New York Giants have traded down to the 20th spot with the Chicago Bears. I think this is a great move by Gettleman, getting some picks. And I think at this point, I think we're Frank Jeffries wants to jump back. Let's get Frank back here. Frank, this has to be the shock of all shocks.
This is craziness.
Frank, I don't know if you heard me. I went on a little bit of a rant. Jeff thinks I'm a bitter man, but Jerry Jones has to be the worst general manager in the history of football.
And you know what? I like how they tried to fuck the Giants in the interim because they knew the Giants really wanted Devontae Smith.
Sure.
And he was falling to them because
Yeah, I mean, Denver takes Patrick Surtain was a shock.
Yep. No,
okay. Cowboys trade back two spots, get a third-round pick so that the Eagles could move up the trade to move up to get Devontae Smith. Jerry Jones, I don't want him to die. I want him to live for the next 50 years and be the general manager of the Cowboys for the next 50 years. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The pick is in for the Chicago Bears. I'm going to tell you, the Bears moved up this far. I want to see the details again. I got to find it.
Mac Jones.
It's going to be one of the quarterbacks. I'm going to tell you, I think it's Mac Jones. Fred Jeff said, yeah, but it's definitely one. You didn't move up this far. They moved up nine spots to get here. I'm trying to find the details on the I saw it. I know it's obviously they swap picks, a fifth-round pick this year. I thought I saw 2022 number one, but I'm waiting to see.
I think, to be honest with you, I'm going to give Jerry Jones a little credit here because when those corners went off the board,
yeah,
that guy was off the board. So if the Eagles are going to give him picks to move up.
One pick? You got a third rounder.
Yeah, well, they got an extra pick this year.
Oh.
Two spots, they'll still get the same guy.
Oh, my God. Here
especially
it goes.
Now that Chicago's picking a quarterback.
Here comes Chicago's pick.
Through this year's draft-a-thon, the NFL is supporting our nation's path to recovery from COVID-19 by focusing on
Goodell's talking about the draft-a-thon. I don't know what that is. Get to the details. Come on, Jerry. Come on. Yeah.
Something to do with the COVID-19 fund or something.
Health disparities widen in communities of color, indigenous communities, and for older and rural Americans.
I'm looking for the Giants.
With the CDC Foundation as part of a draft-a-thon to meet the basic needs like nutrition, safety.
Come on, give me the pick, you jerk off.
Carlos Nelson, who's behind me, has been doing
shut up. Jeff, I'm a bitter man, Jeff. I've officially admitted it. I'm a bitter man on that one. Well, you know, it's the fact that my two worst teams, the two most hated teams in my life, got together and screwed my team.
Yeah. You look at your Texans before they even did it. I text you, they're gonna fuck you guys right here.
Oh, All right, here comes the Chicago Bears pick. Let's see what they can do here.
Exciting is this. With the 11th pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the My Chicago Bears select Justin Fields.
Justin Fields off the board.
Oh, wow.
Wow, Justin Fields off the board here. Wow. Listen, you knew it was a quarterback they're moving up for. I guess they liked Fields. So Fields.
Probably, you're right.
Yeah, I think this is a not a stretch. It's he's one of the two. Mac Jones is going to fall now to the Patriots unless there's another trade along the way. Maybe Jerry can come up and make a trade for somebody else now. Maybe Jerry can trade somebody else's team now that the Cowboys are on the clock. Maybe Jerry can have a heart attack or a stroke and we can watch it right here. Jeff, what do you think? It would make it more exciting.
Somebody call Jerry Jones right now.
And he can pick
for Mac Jones.
Yeah. He can make a pick like with the stroke, Jeff, and we can watch him make a pick.
You're being a little harsh on him.
You think so?
Where's Matt when we need him?
Well, Matt was putting his head through a wall when Patrick Surtain came off the board. Matt went put his head through the wall. Then he came back and tried to justify his team's making the trade. Matt still Jerry Jones is a horror. Okay, I want him to have a stroke on the draft and let him still make the picks tonight because it wouldn't be any different either way. Sorry, that's just the way I feel about
him. You need Jerry Jones to be around for a long
time. I do. But I want him to be incapacitated. I want him to be in a chair and he blows into the thing and it makes the picks, the computer.
Pick with his tongue.
Yeah. Fourth round.
Until he's out of there, if he's going to make moves like that, how could you not?
Yeah,
man, holy shit! I'd be sending him a care basket.
Oh, yeah, I agree. So, but yeah, listen, this is an interesting draft night. This whole draft has been turned upside down. Yes, we got a lot to talk about.
I don't think anybody's mock draft was right after
that. Yeah, I guess not. No, my draft is, but my board is totally wiped out. 2 weeks of serious study and we're completely out the window on this one. I have to tell you, this is not even funny. So, right now the Cowboys are on the clock. Justin Fields goes to the Bears. Jeff, it's this whole thing's up in the air now. So now, Cowboys, what do the Cowboys do here? Do they take a lineman? Do they go fuck themselves? I'm not sure which way the Cowboys go at this point.
I don't know, man, but it certainly
they need a corner. They have to go corner.
Making me feel good about the Jets' next pick. Nobody's taking a running back. I'd like to see them get either ETN or a kid from Alabama.
The Dolphins are taking Harris at 18.
Yeah.
Give up on that.
Well, maybe Jerry Jones will step in and make a trade and give you maybe Jerry Jones will step in. Okay, let's see. I'm going to get the details on the Giants trade here. Giants trade the 11th pick in the draft. What is the trade? What is the – give me the details.
They got – I'll tell you what they were. They got the first this year, a third, a fifth, and something else next year. I think another first next year.
I think they got a number one. Jeff, the Giants get it. If the Giants come out with all of that for that, Jeff, what do you think? Would you give them
No.
You're not giving them nothing.
They got four good picks.
Yeah.
They got the first this year, the first next year, and I think a third and a fifth.
I know they got a fifth this year. They added another fifth this year. So that's I'll take it. You know what? Maybe the Cowboys will take Raphael Septian. They're going to go out and get a kicker. Yeah, that'd be great.
If you guys at 20 could still get Slater, that would be the pick I think you guys get.
I'm thrilled with the Giants trade. I think the Giants, while they got screwed, I think the Giants did a good job. I think Gettleman got a real good value to get out of that spot, and they've Jeff, Frankie, you know what? They'll wind up, I think, at that point looking defense, I would think. I think at that point you're looking at defense or you're looking at
Slater falls that back to 20. I think
it's possible. You got Tucker, you got a bunch of offensive linemen that'll fall that deep. So I think it's so Jeff, you want to still hang with this, Jeff? You good?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
We'll hang a little while longer with you guys. Hard Rockets Sports. The Cowboys pick is in. There's Jerry on the screen. Looks like he's having a stroke. There he is. I hope somebody has to do it a Heimlich and they forgot. That's all. I hope he chokes on a chicken bone.
I like to see who the heck they're picking because the two guys that I thought they would have picked the gun.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to me at this point. I mean, that's a great question. Yeah, Jerry at this point will probably take a punter. He'll probably take a punt to Jeff.
Think of a bull boy.
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it. I think Jerry just put his pick in. He wants to draft Kyle Pitts. He didn't realize Pitts was gone at this point. He's taking Kyle Pitts. Fucking what a disaster. I gotta watch the Eagles jump ahead of the Giants to take the guy that we wanted. It just makes me sick, but I feel better. The Giants got a real good haul back. They're getting this year's number one, next year's number one, a three, a five this year. This is pretty good. The Cowboys pick is in.
I like what the Giants did.
Now
it could. Once the Eagles jumped up and the guy was gone, they made.
I'm going to tell you right now, I think the Cowboys are taking Micah Parsons. That's my pick. Again, I still think that guy's a bum. Jeff, are you feeling better about Micah Parsons now that he's not going to be a Giant, or you still want him to be a Giant?
I still want him to be a Giant.
Where did they get these people? You got to see this guy is dressed, got a cowboy hat on. I don't even know what kind of jacket he's wearing.
Is he the original cowboy?
I don't know.
Remember back in the 70s and the 80s, the cowboy guy that used to shoot the two guns
yes.
on the sidelines when they scored? Isn't that him?
I don't know. He looks awful young to be that guy. That guy was old 1970s.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Anxiety and depression after returning from Iraq. Oh, this is an Iraq war veteran. We can't make fun of him. Kawiki Burdine.
It's a girl.
No, it's not.
He just said she.
No, that is not a woman. No way.
He just said she.
Tom, nice.
Jeff.
I don't know what she looks like.
Jeff.
He said, don't make fun.
I only wish I could flip the TV, just my computer around so you could say, listen, she's a vet. I'll leave it alone. It is a woman. Yes, Frank, you're 100% right. I would tell you with the mask on, you couldn't tell. But does it matter?
You know, with the mask on and the cowboy hat, you're right. You don't really see it. And she has glasses, so you don't really see.
Micah Parsons, linebacker, Penn State, is now another of Jerry Jones' rejects. Great job, Jerry. Get the bail money ready, brother. Get the bail money ready. Jerry, get the bail money ready. Micah's going to be nice. Him and Randy Gregory smoke a pot. Him and Randy Gregory can smoke pot and get suspended for the season together. Awesome. Looking forward to it. Thank God for Jerry Jones.
Yep.
Micah Parsons, another guy opted out last year. Off the field troubles. Good job by Jerry. Jerry, keep Jerry in the seat. That's all I can tell you. Come on, Matt. Tell me it was a good move. Tell me it was a good move, Matt. Tell me. Yeah, middle linebacker who blitzes. That's the guy you want to draft. A middle linebacker best known for blitzing. There's the guy. Jerk offs.
It's more for, like you said, his character. He was.
Oh yeah. Listen, he's a guy who's got a lot of ability. He's a guy who makes plays, but he's a middle linebacker whose specialty is making plays in the other team's backfield as a blitzer. I watched his highlights. I watched some of his games. Again, good ball player. At this point, he's probably the best player available defensively. So, listen, good job. He's on top of Dopey Danny. Oh my God, Matt! I wish you were on tonight. You can't be happy with these picks. Oh my God, it's disgusting.
Where is Matt?
Matt's home. He's got his head. He's got his head in the wall. He's trying to get his head out of the wall right now.
He's trying to get his head out of the wall.
Yeah, he's trying to get his head out of the wall from losing Sertan and his boy Jerry Jones being the worst GM in football.
He's calling up Iggy Mo to help him patch the.
Yeah.
I don't think it's right that he's making fun of your boy.
Oh, my God, Dopey Danny. You guys wish you had Danny Dimes. Yeah, you got a $40 million quarterback who can't stay in the field.
Zach Wilson now.
Yeah, not you. I'm talking about Matt.
Oh.
You forget. Yeah, you got Zach Wilson. There you go. BYU. Yeah, good job. Good job with that. We'll see. All right, listen, Cowboys. The Cowboys trade back. They get Micah Parsons. 2019, first-team All-American. Yeah, gotcha. Didn't play last year. Again, a good ball player. We'll see how the Cowboys need the linebackers. You know, Sean Lee retires. Van Dash can't stay healthy. And Jalen Smith makes a lot of plays down the field. So, this is a good pick for the Cowboys.
Yeah, they need defensive help.
They absolutely need a defensive help. The corner would have been the better spot, but they wind up with Micah Parsons. And again, everything I watch is he's rushing the quarterback up the middle. Good luck rushing the A-gap in the pros. But that's okay. You can bring your middle linebacker and See how good that does. Thank God for Jerry. Keep Jerry in the seat. That's all I keep saying. Keep Jerry in the seat. Let him keep making the picks. And the Cowboys will still be finishing 8-8 and feeling real good about it. My Giants win more Super Bowls since you guys
did. Well, they can't finish 8-8 no more, Tom.
That's true. 8-9. Thank you, Frankie, for the reminder.
8-8-1.
Yeah. So right now on the clock right now, we should have that was the Cowboys at 12. We got the Los Angeles Chargers.
At 13, yeah, the Chargers.
Yep, Chargers are on the clock right now. I think they're going to take Slater. I think they're looking for some offensive line help. I think Slater comes off the board right here. This is my spot where I think Slater falls. So the Chargers got to give some protection to Justin Herbert, and I don't see them reaching for an offensive weapon here. So let's see what else. That's all I have on the board for
now,
my
the wide receivers that are available left, like Ugrim in the second round. I think Slater's a good pick here.
Yeah, Slater's going to go here, and we'll see where we're at. We're pushing along here. We got Minnesota, then the Patriots. Are the Patriots in line, guys, to take Mac Jones? Are the Patriots ready to jump in?
I think so, not unless the fucking Vikings take him.
The Vikings aren't going to take a quarterback. I can't see that. Maybe.
Yeah.
It's possible. I think they can get rid of Cousins after this year.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
he's not owed any money, guaranteed money.
You know right now, Mac Jones is sitting in there praying to the football gods and any other god listening that he falls to 15.
Oh, sure. At this point, he's not going to Chargers, and I don't suspect the Vikings taking a quarterback here, but it's not unheard of at this point, no? I mean.
No, but I'm saying, if the Vikings take a quarterback here, you know Mac Jones, now he's in a competition mm-hmm. with the guy that they traded for, so he's going to be a backup.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Cousins' last year of having guaranteed money is this year.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So no,
they can end up getting rid of him after this year.
Yeah,
after this year.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
they got to play him, but then they got a fat quarterback to replace him.
No, it's not far-fetched to think that they might take a quarterback here.
Right. The last place you want this fucking kid to go is to the Patriots.
I know.
You want to see him go up to Minnesota. It's probably right,
it's the Dolphins and Jets luck that Mac Jones is just going to
fall
into the Belichick flat. He ain't going to have to trade up to get him, move anywhere to get him. He's going to sit at 15 and grab Mac Jones.
Chargers pick is in. I'm telling you, I think it's Chargers, Vikings, Patriots, and then the Cardinals. Let's hope the Cardinals aren't picking another quarterback in the first round this year. I don't think they will, but we'll see, but the Chargers pick is in. I think we're in a commercial break, so it'll be a few minutes before we get to that pick.
The Cardinals, I could see picking a running back too. They could use a good running back.
They could use a running back there. They could. I have them taking a defensive lineman. I have them taking Christian Barnmore at that point. The Raiders are up, then the Dolphins, Redskins, and then the Bears, and then the Giants in the Bears spot. So we're moving along right here. We'll get to at least the Giants, I think, before we call it a night. But some fireworks started. I think the whole draft got thrown off kilter with the ninth pick with the Denver Broncos. A little surprised that they took Patrick Surtain there. And then the Cowboys with the dumb move of dumb moves drew back two picks and let the Eagles get Devontae Smith. But then the Giants pull off a great trade and wind up with a couple number one picks, number three and number five, and trade down, and we'll get a nice pick down at number 20. So we'll see how it plays out. Give me your quick thoughts on the draft so far. Anything stands out to you so far besides my bitterness?
Listen, I think it's great that you're getting better, man.
You do?
I love it.
You do?
I love it. It just goes to show that the Giants are an inferior team to everybody else in the league, especially the NFC East.
Yes, I got you. So the Giants are winning the NFC East this year, by far.
I hope they continue to do the fucking imitation of The Rock and just keep fucking going down.
Frankie, give me your quick thoughts on the first round of the draft so far with 12 picks down.
So far, it's been crazy, and I agree. With Denver doing what they did, like we talked about, what happens at 3 will affect 4, 5, 6. Well, what happened at 9 affected 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, because if Denver takes a quarterback, which I can't believe they didn't. If right. Denver takes a quarterback there or anything else, the Cowboys are taking Patrick Surtain and the Giants get Devontae Smith. And by Denver taking the corner, it threw the whole draft, Jerry Jones.
Threw the whole thing off. Yep. Yeah, because Denver took Dallas' guy.
Sure, absolutely.
So they were like, okay, now what do we do? And the Eagles called him and said, hey, look, being that your guy's gone, let's flip picks.
Yeah.
So we can get our guy. And like I said, in return, they screwed the Giants.
Oh, absolutely.
But then, like you said, the Giants bounced back by saying, okay, you guys think you screwed us, but we'll move to 20 and get four more picks.
Yeah, and next year we'll have two number one picks.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. I see the Giants to sometime like close to 2029 being a fourth place team in that division. They're being held down, Tom.
They are. Hold on.
Definitely, without a doubt.
Hold on. There's a call coming on the hotline. Hold on. Let me get it. Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead. See what he has to say now.
Dave, what's up? Great, Dave. Great job, by the way. But what? Oh, Dave said to go fuck yourself, Jeff. Oh, thanks, Dave.
Yeah.
We'll check back in here. What'd you pick? Good luck.
Yeah, we'll be the same time next year, Davey.
Yeah. Just so you know, Dave said go fuck yourself. So it's pretty.
I actually like what the Giants did.
Oh, absolutely.
The guy was gone. They could get what they could get their next need at 20 and pick up some extra picks. Like I said, especially the number one next year is huge. So,
yeah. No, listen, you did the best you could with what you listen. It would have been great to put Devontae Smith in a Giant uniform. It didn't work out.
Listen,
I'm good with
it.
Yeah.
I hope the fucking Bears win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Okay, here's the Chargers pick is in. Let's bring it up on the volume. Let's see. I'm telling you, I think it's going to be an offensive lineman here.
I think so, too. That would be the smart pick.
Makes sense.
In the 2021 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Chargers select Rashawn Slater Jr., tackle, Northwestern.
Yep, Rashawn Slater, tackle from Northwestern, is a Chargers makes total sense. You're going to build that team around. Yeah.
One of the first picks that I could say they did it right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's been a long time since we said this was a smart pick. Speaking of dumb picks, we got a cowboy or cowgirl fan on. I got to bring him on because he's going to try to justify what his team did. And it's not going to end well for him. But let me get him on and give him a chance to pull his head out of his ass and the wall. Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
There he goes. Go ahead. So
are you pointed to your injuries? And
yeah. Are you showing how many brain cells Jerry's got in his head?
First of all, you are fucking bitter.
I am bitter. I admit it to being bitter.
Listen, here's my point. And I agree with you 100%. That Jerry Jones is a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. They wanted Horn or Surtain. They're off the board. So what difference does it make if they traded down a spot or two? They got a pick which they wouldn't have gotten. And they didn't want Smith anyway. The Giants did. So if he goes to the Giants, then they kept him from going to the Giants. He went to the Eagles. I don't care either way. But we didn't get the corners that I wanted. And as far as Micah Parsons is concerned, I did plenty of research on what everyone's saying is character concerns. I mean, the guy's a beast. I don't care what anybody says. He is a sideline-to-sideline linebacker. 6'3 and a half, 250, it runs a 4.4. The guy's a beast. So now, if you said earlier, all he is a blitzer. He's not just a blitzer.
I watched his tapes.
He runs sideline-to-sideline, makes plays in the backfield, can cover tight ends down the field, and he gets skinny through the hole because he knows how to blitz. So if he's rushing the passer, we're not going to have to cover that long in the secondary.
Well, let me ask you this question. All right, but if so, Surtain goes up. So if you're that happy with him,
three third round picks now.
If you're that happy with the pick, why did you put your head in the wall when Surtain came off the board? Because everybody else is a waste of time.
It's all about Surtain and Horn.
I got you.
So,
but
I can't believe that Denver, who had Drew Locke, didn't take a fucking quarterback.
Yeah, I still don't understand that. I will not understand that at all.
Carolina has Teddy Bridgewater,
and they
didn't take a quarterback. Are you kidding?
No.
Teddy Bridgewater's in Denver. He's in Denver.
I know. Well, that's right. I mean Darnold. I'm sorry. Yeah. I meant Darnold.
I agree. We all agreed. There were two places right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
Parsons was definitely the best defensive player on the board at that point.
Oh, agreed. Oh, no, no, there's no doubt about that. I'm not disagreeing that he is, but he's not. Well, don't give me he's the next great player.
Take your heart out of it for a second. Why do you think that? And again, I agree with you that Jerry Jones is a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
But why do you think it's such a bad trade when you kept a player away from another NFC East team who was going to get him anyway? Why do you think that's such a bad trade? They got a draft pick that they would have normally not gotten.
You ended up
and it wasn't for a quarterback. The Giants made a great trade with the Bears because it was a premier pick, and they knew it. They got a first-round pick.
I have to agree with you. I said it, and I told Tommy that you're not going to like this, but I'm going to compliment Jerry Jones. Remember, I said it to you earlier.
Yes.
I thought it was a good move to do because their guys were gone. The two guys they wanted.
The Giants made a great trade because
the Jets. Time out. Hold on. The Jets have made a trade. Hold on. The Jets made a trade. The Jets are on the clock. The Jets are now on the clock at 14. The Jets have moved up from 23 to 14. So the Jets are on the clock.
They're going to take Harris.
I would agree with you. I think the Jets have moved up to grab a running back here, Jeff.
Absolutely.
Right in front of the – yes. And Mac Jones will be going to the the New England Patriots. Yeah.
So the Jets and all that New England get Mac Jones. To fuck the Dolphins to get Harris away from us.
Yeah.
Jeff,
Frankie, you could still get Travis Etienne. That's not a bad fallback.
The reason why I don't like Travis, not that I don't like Travis Etienne, he's a really good running back, but he's the same as what we got right now. I needed somebody Harris as more three-down back.
No, he's not.
Etienne just got too
same
much.
As what you have.
Travis Etienne just has too much wear on the tires.
First of all, you guys are putting too much faith in the Jets that they're going to take a running back.
They
may be taking a fucking another safety.
They could be taking Tucker at this point. The Chargers took Slater.
Okay, good pick for them.
Yeah, it's a great pick. Yeah, absolutely. That's a great pick. I think the Jets could go offensive line here. They can go Slater. There's a couple guys they could go for right here. I'm Tucker. Tucker. I think it's going to be Najee Harris. If you're going to move up that far, I think it's one of the running backs. Yeah, I agree. I think that's a good pick for the Jets. I think the Jets have had a nice first round if that's their pick. The Cowboys go fuck themselves.
Najee Harris is going to be the next Le'Veon Bell, the way he plays out of the backfield. He's got great hands out of the backfield.
I think he's going to be better than Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, yeah, I think he's going to be better, but I'm saying that kind of player.
Jeff. Oh, did you say something? Yeah.
What did the Jets give up to get?
I don't know. I'm not seeing. I'm trying to get the trades here.
I'm sure that it was probably a couple number ones that they have somewhere in the future.
Well, you're going to have to give it up one of next year's number one picks. You give up this year's, obviously. You get your two swaps.
Are we doing a show tomorrow before the draft again?
Well, I have to tell. So the Giants. So here's what the Giants. The Giants got the 20th pick in the draft, the fifth round of this year, a 2022. First round pick and a 2022 fourth round pick. Nice job by Dave Gettleman. Yeah,
they got the first round pick because they knew the Bears wanted a quarterback.
Sure.
So it's a great trade.
Yeah, it's a good trade for the Giants.
They got two first rounds next.
Are we going to do one tomorrow? We could try. I have no problem. If you guys are available, I could try. If I get out of work early enough, we could do another one tomorrow.
The second round starts at 7, so if we come on at 8.
Yeah, we could. I might be able to swing that. I'll let you guys know during the day tomorrow. Let me make sure
you're gonna be building buildings in Florida with the palm trees.
Please. Yeah, I'm gonna be setting up statues to Jerry Jones. That fucking piece of shit. Fucking Jerry Jones. Holy shit! First thing I want to say was I want to have a stroke and die. But then I said, you know what? No, it'd be better if he just lives and stays there and stays general manager for the next 20 years. It'll guarantee less playoff appearances for you guys.
Like I said, I don't like the trade because it helped the division rival, but they got something that they would not have got because the Giants were going to take Smith.
Yes. Oh, there's no doubt in my mind they were taking Smith at that moment. Absolutely. 100%.
So, like I said,
the Jets get a fourth-round pick. The Jets gave up third-round pick, 66. They gave up two third-round picks this year and a swap of their picks. So 2 third-round picks this year, Jeff. That's what the Jets gave up.
And, you know, I'm always of the belief that a pass rush is more important than a secondary.
All right, so I think the Jets pick is in. We're waiting on that. On the clock is the New England Patriots. Guys, I don't think there's any doubt in my mind. The Jets are going to go running back here, and the Patriots are going to take Mac Jones. I think he fell a lot further, but I thought from the very beginning that Mac Jones would be a Patriot before this draft. I just didn't think it would fall that far. Yeah, I thought they'd have to trade up to get him. Matt, are you surprised by that?
No, I am surprised by it. I really am. The Patriots are probably really happy. They just sat right where they needed to and it fell right in their lap.
Yeah, I didn't give up any draft capital. Jeff, what does that do for the division? Jeff, do you think that levels the playing field? I mean, do you think that that's a matter for this year?
No, I still think it's going to be Bills, Dolphins, Patriots, Jets.
All right, well, we're going to find out in a second.
I think it's going to affect it this year, but next year and the year after that, when he's getting in a rhythm with their offense, that's when it'll affect
him. All right, Commissioner's coming to the podium. Another spectacular-looking Jet fan sitting in the chair.
I may be going to put my head through the wall right now.
Yes, you might be, Frank. Hold on.
Because the Jets just did to me what the Eagles just did to Tom.
Yeah, hang on. Here comes the pick.
The Minnesota Vikings have traded the 14th pick to the New York Jets. With the 14th pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Elijah Vera Tucker.
Wow, they did. Elijah Vera Tucker. Oh. Guard from USC. I'm not crazy. Wow, Jeff. Not great.
They actually did something good.
Yeah.
It's not a bad pick at all. He can play left tackle or kick inside the guard.
Well, the Jets traded up for a guard tackle, maybe.
They said now they're going to put that other kid, Connor. What was his name? Connor? Not McGregor. They're going to put him on back to center.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they got themselves a guard now.
You know what pissed me off as a Jet fan? Why are they doing all this now trying to get an offensive line? And they never did it for fucking Darnold.
Yeah.
Different regime.
Yeah.
They got rid of everybody. Yeah. The new regime.
That's true.
Yeah, but it's still football. It's still basic premise. You got a quarterback, you got to build an offensive line.
I agree with you.
They tried last year to do it on the cheap and it didn't work out.
I don't know. Anyway, I got to go. I got a meatball parm in the oven. So,
let's see what you
go,
did.
Tommy.
Well, fuck yourself.
Sit on that star, baby.
Go fuck Woo-hoo! Yourself. Yeah. It's all right. Fourth place next year, dickhead. All right. I control the clock. He's out. I just kicked him off the studio. He's out. Him and his fucking jerk off team.
Get off my phone.
Yeah. So, Jeff, what do you think? Jeff, are you happy with your team moving up from 23 to 14 to get Elijah Vera Tucker, USC guard?
I don't know. I mean, I read about him and everything, and they said that he was good, but, you know, I don't know. He's 6'5", 308 pounds. He's a big boy.
Well, Jeff, you know, here's the thing. You know, we picked on the Jets for many years.
The most highly ranked offensive guard.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Yeah.
It's a good pick.
You know what, Jeff? Here's the thing. We've bashed the Jets for not shoring up the offensive line, and they went out and did it. Patriots pick is in. It's quick. I don't think there's any doubt in my mind the Patriots are going Mac Jones. If Mac Jones slips here, boy, Mac Jones is going to fall far. And maybe to Pittsburgh. It could be the Redskins, although I can't see the Redskins taking him.
I can't.